KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Get ready to swing into fall with the Shasta College Jazz Big Band. Join us Friday, November 7th at 7:30 in the Shasta College Theater for an unforgettable night of live jazz, directed by Zach Gifford. Enjoy classics like Dave Brubeck's Three to Get Ready. Other music also performed by our talented student musicians. Tickets are just $7 general, $5 for seniors and students, or $10 at the door. Grab your tickets now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco, rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace? Whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
In the post-war years, and they were children during the 1950s, and they have very, very bad recollections, very dark recollections of what it was like to live in post-war Britain in the late 1940s and early 1950s. Because a lot of people don't know that not only was there wartime rationing, but there was rationing, sugar rationing, between October 1951 and March 1956. The end of rationing occurred was 1953. So the people who were born in those years, their first 1,000 days, they had very little sugar. And so afterwards they relaxed their sugar restrictions. And, you know, if you go to the UK these days, people consume a ton of sugar. There's a lot of sugar that people consume. Sugar is ubiquitous. But the impact of sugar restriction in early life was the object of this study. And they looked at heart attack, heart failure, atrial fibrillation, stroke, cardiovascular disease, death, in what is called the UK Biobank, which is 63,000 participants born between October 1951 and March 1956. Okay. So what they found was that longer exposure to sugar rationing was associated with progressively lower cardiovascular disease risk in adulthood. Compared with people never exposed to rationing, those exposed, get this, in utero, because that's important too, plus 1 to 2 years of sugar restriction, had about 80% the risk of heart disease, about 75% the risk of myocardial infarction, 74% the risk for heart failure, 76% of the risk for atrial fibrillation, 69% of the risk for stroke. This is compared to 100%. You know, so they had dramatically reduced risk. 73% reduced risk for cardiovascular disease death. And they say that major reasons for this are reduced risk of diabetes and hypertension. And there was also, sugar rationing was also associated with an increase in what's called ejection fraction. In other words, the strength of beating of the heart. And these are individuals who had their ejection fraction not checked when they were 3 years old, but as adults, after some degree of sugar restriction during the first 1,000 days of life. So what an important intervention that could be, to just simply, for moms during pregnancy and for babies and toddlers, to restrict their exposure to sugar, you know, much like sugar rationing. Yeah, they had some sugar, but it was like a big deal when you could get some sugar during sugar rationing in the UK in those really austere post-war years. It was a gloomy time for the UK, but health benefits were garnered by people exposed to that draconian restriction. 877-726-8255, our number. Folks, aging doesn't have to mean slowing down. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites something called mitophagy. It's your body's natural anti-aging pathway. It's a cleanup process, because as we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure, as its name suggests, targets the mitochondria. It restores your energy at the source. It's a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking MitoPure. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically, less downtime after strenuous exertion. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer, so I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase. They've got great skincare products as well.
including the all-new MitoPure gummies. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 20% off MitoPure today and a special offer to Intelligent Medicine listeners. There's never been a better time to experience the benefits of MitoPure. Timeline.com/Hoffman to order. All right. Besides, you know, I have a tendency, I mean, you know, obviously I was trained in hospitals, and you can really make a difference by washing your hands. And, you know, cameras reveal and studies reveal that doctors often touch patients, and then they don't take the time to wash their hands, and then they transmit harmful bacteria to patients. And so we spend a lot of time being exhorted to wash our hands. And often the notion is hotter the better. And this is something that I've done for a long time. It's like I wash, you know, cold water. Nah, it's not as effective. Just as hot as you can stand, right? I mean, not obviously to the point where it burns you or it's super uncomfortable, but, you know, pump up the volume when it comes to the temperature of water when you wash your hands. So this is actually an article from Andrew Weil. Andrew Weil writes about health issues. A team of researchers at Vanderbilt University looked into the question of, is it best to wash your hands with warm water, or will cold water or lukewarm water suffice? Researchers at Vanderbilt University looked into this question and concluded that, contrary to widespread belief, washing your hands in hot water doesn't kill germs more effectively and doesn't get your hands any cleaner than washing with cold water. And, you know, folks, it's a simple biology. In order to kill bacteria in your hands with water alone, you'd have to use boiling water. That would burn you. That's 212 degrees Fahrenheit. In general, the temperature of hot water used for hand washing ranges from 104 to up to 131 degrees. Up to 131 degrees, pretty uncomfortable. The Vanderbilt researchers noted that at the high end of that range, the water temperature might kill some germs, but could also scald your skin, and that might put you at risk for skin infections because you're damaging your skin surfaces, your defenses are undermined by skin damage. And, you know, also I've seen hospital workers with terrible hand dermatitis, especially during COVID, because we got nuts about using disinfectant. Even just lay people using disinfectant all day long, washing with hot water. A lot of patients came in with just, you know, really red, irritated skin on their hands. And they just damaged the protective layer. So investigators found that washing your hands in cold water temperatures of just 40 degrees, that's cold, seems to reduce bacteria as effectively as warmer water, providing that you actually scrub, rinse, and dry your hands properly. So there you have it. This myth about, you know, hot water, it doesn't help. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you've followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. Unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil that contains all natural and abundant full-spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA, plus all natural vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide. Unlock the secret of the muscadine grape, nature's antioxidant powerhouse. It's the only grape with an extra pair of chromosomes that supercharges its health benefits. It's packed with more antioxidants than blueberries, cranberries, acai, or pomegranates, and its unique genetic edge provides a rich concentration of protective phytonutrients like ellagic acid, resveratrol, quercetin, anthocyanidins, and more. Backed by 15 years of scientific research, you can harness the power of the muscadine grape with the Mighty Muscadine Supplement, supporting heart health, promoting a strong immune system, enhancing brain function, improving joint and sexual health, and aiding in a healthy inflammatory response. The Mighty Muscadine Supplement helps you age better with a science-backed, easy-to-take capsule. I've added it to my daily regimen and feel the difference that nature and an extra pair of chromosomes can make. Visit MightyMuscadine.com and use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off site-wide. That's MightyMuscadine.com, America's first grape with powerful benefits for your health.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Since 1934... Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. Let's hear one of those questions.
Hey, Doc, why do I feel sick if I don't eat? And see, every hour and a half, 2 hours tops, I feel like throwing up.
Okay. All right. So that's an interesting question. Actually, this is a question that our good colleague Layla Budin wrote about in one of her weekly columns for our newsletter. So I'd refer you to that. But I'll tell you what she had to say. First of all, there could be something going on medically that might be concerning, because people who have gastritis or inflammation of the stomach, they tend to build up acidity, and without food in the stomach, it irritates the stomach. They feel nauseous. They sometimes feel pain, and they have to eat to sort of coat the stomach lining and buffer the acidity. And
you are listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
Since 1934,
the problem temporarily, and then they get reactive hypoglycemia, and then they have to eat some more, and they're on a blood sugar roller coaster all day. And that often is related to weak adrenal function, because the adrenals are kind of the alarm system which helps keep your blood sugar stable and offset low blood sugar. When you have low blood sugar, you release norepinephrine and cortisol, and those help to stabilize blood sugar. If you're overproducing cortisol, your blood sugar will remain too high. It's like being on steroids. And so sometimes we want to support the adrenals in people who have these types of problems. So, but get a checkout, because this may be a sign of something. One of the suggestions that Layla had was that some people who have to eat frequently, particularly when they crave certain foods, you know, they got a real Jones for, they got to have some cheese or they got to have some bread, is that they're actually going through food withdrawal. People can become addicted to certain types of foods. And when you go through withdrawal, you know, just like when you go through caffeine withdrawal or tobacco withdrawal, or drug withdrawal, you have a craving, and the only way to satisfy the craving is to imbibe the culprit substance. And so that may be the case for some people who have intense cravings for food. They just feel lousy when they don't have the food, and somehow the food, you know, taking in the food relieves their withdrawal symptoms. And that could, that's another possibility when you have the kind of symptoms that you describe. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more, as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
A quarter century of probiotic excellence. Essential Formulas Incorporated proudly celebrates 25 years of innovation and leadership in the probiotic industry. Since introducing Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the gold standard in full-spectrum probiotics, in early 2000, we have remained dedicated to advancing probiotic science through research, education, and cutting-edge product development. Over the years, we have expanded our commitment by introducing groundbreaking products designed to nourish the microbiome, both inside and out, such as RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's Probiotic Skincare. As we step into our next quarter century, we extend our deepest gratitude to all those who share our vision of probiotic excellence for better human health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's skincare products are available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference today.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Two Supreme Court decisions have said Congress can cancel Social Security tomorrow, and you can get nothing. You may want to believe the Social Security myth, but you're not entitled to it.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On Sunday, November 2nd, Americans will fall back to standard time, despite growing concerns over the health and safety risks of seasonal time changes. According to sleep experts, making standard time permanent could improve the lives of millions, and the Coalition for Permanent Standard Time and its partner, the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, are working to make that a reality. Dr. Karen Johnson, sleep medicine physician and co-chair of the Coalition for Permanent Standard Time.
When our schedules align with the timing of natural light, people benefit from brighter mornings, safer commutes to work and school, and improve sleep at night.
Want to lessen the effects of the time change? Try these tips. Get at least 7 hours of sleep per night before and after the change. Adjust the timing of daily routines like meals and exercise, and head out for early morning sunlight during the week after the time change. For more information about ending daylight saving time and to find additional resources about sleep disorders, treatments, and sleep health, visit sleepeducation.org. Sponsored by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine.
I answered the call. Together, we fought for our nation and its people. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will continue to support my country and my community. Then and now, Semper Fidelis remains my promise. Always faithful, always Marine.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And, of course, there's gridlock in Congress, and a lot of it is about how we're going to pay for health care. And, you know, whatever system we're going to use, whether it's full-on socialized medicine or Obamacare or private care, there's going to be some flaws because our healthcare system is inefficient, expensive, and people can fall between the cracks. And here's an example of how that might happen. Interestingly, to a doctor, this is the experience of physician Lauren Hughes. She was heading to see patients at a clinic about 20 miles from her Denver home in February when another driver T-boned her Subaru, totaling it. She was taken by ambulance to the closest hospital, Platte Valley Hospital. And after all was said and done, she received a $64,000 bill for her hospital treatment. The article says that Dr. Hughes was examined in the emergency room where she was diagnosed with bruising. She had a deep cut on her knee and a broken ankle after an automobile crash. Physicians recommended immediate surgical repair, of course. They said, you have this fracture and a big gaping wound in your knee. We need to take you to the OR immediately to wash it out and make sure there's no infection. And she said, yeah, you know, I mean, she's a physician. She knows the deal. And she said, do whatever you have to do. So she was taken to the operating room that evening. And then she was admitted to the hospital overnight. It was a very short stay. A friend came to pick her up because her car was totaled and took her home the next day. Then the bills came. It totaled to $63,976.35 charged by the hospital. Why was she charged? Because she was not in network with the insurance plan that she got through her job. I mean, she's a physician and she was insured by her physician group. And they got her on a technicality because they said the hospital wasn't an in-network hospital. Now, when you're in a car crash and you're taken by ambulance to a hospital and you're really kind of out of it, you know, you're in shock, and you're alone, you're not going to make the most, you know, rational decisions like, oh, let me make sure that I go to an in-network hospital. She went to the closest hospital. She's probably out in the boonies there in the Colorado mountains outside of Denver. And she was indeed covered for the nearly $2,400 ambulance rides. The ambulance rides are very expensive. And some smaller radiology charges from the ER. But when it came to the surgery and the overnight stay, because, man, you could stay at the Waldorf in the penthouse suite, and it'll be cheaper than staying in most hospitals these days. $63,000 for a broken ankle and a cut to the knee. With no head injury or internal damage. Imagine if she'd had like a more serious critical injury. So to use the notion that she should have left the hospital to go to an in-network hospital was, quote, ludicrous. Her car was in a junkyard. She had no family nearby. And she, you know, was immediately given opioid painkillers when she got to the emergency room. So she wasn't, you know, that resourceful. When she asked for further details about medical necessity determination, she was directed to the policy benefit booklet, which outlines that for a hospital stay, documentation must show, quote, safe and adequate care could not be obtained as an outpatient. So they thought that maybe after the car crash, she simply should have gone home, you know, with a deep cut and a broken ankle and waited till she could find an appropriate appointment for medical care at an in-network provider. Okay, so the lesson from this is she appealed. And the result of the appeal was successful. Hughes did not understand why she wasn't shielded by something called the No Surprises Act, which, by the way, they have such a thing. It was legislated in 2022. It's a federal law that requires insurers to cover out-of-network providers as though they are in-network when patients receive emergency care. So, I mean, this is, I think, is a pretty clear-cut case of emergency care, right? But they deemed it this sort of like elective care. Like, you know, you just have a deep cut and a broken ankle, and you should have, you know, you should have gone to an in-network provider. Well, there's some technicality in her plan that supersedes the no surprises distinction. So finally, the hospital, Platte Valley Hospital, apologized and ultimately didn't charge her. They say the facility deeply regrets any anxiety the situation has caused the poor doctor. The hospital had, quote, prematurely and erroneously sent Hughes a bill before working out the balance with the insurer, Anthem. Further, we've informed Dr. Hughes that if her insurance company ultimately assigns the remaining balance to her, she will not be billed for it. In the end, Hughes owed only a $250 copayment. So the take-home message is quickly and aggressively question insurance denials once they're received, including by asking for your case to be escalated to the insurers and hospitals' leadership. And, you know, she's a savvy patient. She's a doctor. And I guess they thought that this might become a public relations nightmare for the hospital to make such an egregious decision about billing someone for what is most obviously urgent emergency care. But it just illustrates what can happen. You know, it's like little things can end you with a medical bankruptcy. 877-726-8255, our number. Folks, I've always considered CoQ10 to be one of my core supplements. We've talked about the mitochondria here a lot on Intelligent Medicine. CoQ10 is a powerful antioxidant that supports energy production and heart health. Supplementing with CoQ10 is especially important if you're on a statin, because statins deplete CoQ10 levels, and so many people out there, many of you listeners, are taking them. But not all CoQ10 supplements are created equal. Many brands fail to deliver the full benefits, but new research shows that NT-factor lipids will improve the utilization of CoQ10, according to studies, by more than 200%. That's why Nutritional Therapeutics created CoQ10 with NT-factor lipids. It's a breakthrough formula scientifically proven to repair and restore your mitochondrial membranes, because when they're healthy, your body can fully utilize CoQ10. I don't go a day without NT-factor. I use the powder, put it in my shake, but you can also get the product that's teamed with CoQ10 as a 1-2 punch for your mitochondria. It helps you feel your best and reduces fatigue and signs of aging. So for a limited time, buy one bottle of NT-Factor with CoQ10 and get a second bottle free. Just go to ntfactor.com for that BOGO offer. Buy one, get one free. That's ntfactor.com. Don't settle for ordinary CoQ10. Upgrade to the formula that I recommend, NT-Factor with CoQ10. All right, food fight between the DASH diet and the VLC diet, the very low carbohydrate diet. DASH diet is something that was invented to treat hypertension. It is a very low-fat diet that includes lots of whole grains. It's about 60 to 70% in terms of calories delivered by carbohydrates. It includes starchy vegetables like potatoes, low-fat dairy, small amounts of animal protein, and lots of fruits and vegetables. And fruits can also sometimes provide some degree of carbohydrates, especially, you know, succulent sweet fruits. But the DASH diet has been touted as the best diet for hypertension. Well, here in the study, toe-to-toe, they compared the VLC, the very low carbohydrate diet, versus a DASH diet for overweight or obese adults with hypertension, as well as prediabetes or type 2 diabetes. 94 adults from Southeast Michigan with this triple multimorbidity, so triple threat, high blood pressure, prediabetes or type 2 diabetes, and obesity. Okay? And that's what we call metabolic syndrome, right? Insulin resistance metabolic syndrome. So they compared the diets. Compared with the DASH diet, the VLC diet led to greater improvement in estimated mean systolic blood pressure. It reduced blood pressure by 10 points, while the DASH diet reduced the blood pressure by 5 points. There was greater improvements in hemoglobin A1C, a reduction of 0.35 versus 0.14, and greater improvement in weight, a nearly 20-pound reduction versus a 10-pound reduction with the DASH diet. So the conclusion is that maybe, think about the very low-carbohydrate diet versus the DASH diet as a way to address all the lead-up to stroke and heart attack, a combination of obesity, hypertension, insulin resistance, prediabetes, or full-blown type 2 diabetes. The VLC diet might be more beneficial for disease management than the DASH diet, they say, for these high-risk adults. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommended use are of the highest quality. That's why I stocked the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements specifically designed to support women's health, myo-inositol powder, progesterone cream, and D-mannose capsules and powder. Myo-inositol powder supports healthy ovarian function, progesterone cream supports a healthy skin appearance, and D-mannose helps to maintain normal urinary tract health. For more information and to learn about other Protocol for Life Balance products that support women's health, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Now, their trained experts can help negotiate between you and the IRS and take all the stress off your back. And if you're lucky, save you a boatload of tax money. So before you think about calling the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes or you haven't filed in a while, call us right now.
800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. That's 800-793-1147.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Time for one additional call via 877-726-8255. Let's hear it.
Good morning, Dr. Hoffman. I have a question. I have rheumatoid arthritis, and I seem to be working on it, but it's not much better. I'd like your opinion on it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, when it comes to rheumatoid arthritis, there really is a nutritional concomitant because something like an autoimmune paleo diet, and you can look that up, autoimmune paleo diet, can be helpful for rheumatoid arthritis, and it eliminates modern foods, kind of goes back to basics, animal protein, fish, chicken, eggs, meat, no dairy, considered a modern food, no grains, no legumes, that includes peanuts, and lots of fresh vegetables and some fruit, but less in the way of very sugary fruit or fruit juice. And that can be helpful for rheumatoid arthritis, in my experience. Now, it may take some time for that to kick in, but also make sure you take lots of omega-3 fatty acids. Yeah. And you can also add some SPM, specific pro-resolving mediators. The type of fish oil that we now recommend from Big Bold Health contains some pro-resolving mediators, but you might want to add some more of them because they really are the rubber that meets the road when it comes to inflammation. And then there are natural anti-inflammatories. Boswellin and curcumin can be helpful as well. Sometimes when there's a lot of joint inflammation, you can take products that are proteolytic enzymes with bromelain that may relieve pain and inflammation. And then you have to start, you know, as you experience more pain, more deformity, you have to start going up the ladder with medications. And there's now kind of a stepwise progression. Then you start with just ordinary non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, which, you know, relieve the pain but don't ultimately affect the condition. And then you go to immunosuppressive medication. They used to use a lot of methotrexate. Now they jump to what are called biologicals, which can arrest the progression of the disease to some extent and prevent deformity, but they're not that great for you long term. So we like to be somewhat sparing of those, if at all possible. The microbiome is important too, and we want to replete the microbiome with beneficial probiotics. That can be part of an approach for rheumatoid arthritis. And so there you have it. I think there's a lot of research and provable scientific information about the impact of natural support for arthritis. It doesn't always do the trick entirely, but start with the fish oil and vitamin D and work up with some of the other supplements that I've talked about. And over time, you may see some real slowing down of the degenerative process and the pain that's associated with rheumatoid arthritis. So there you have it. And speaking of vitamin D, there's a couple of new studies on vitamin D. Vitamin D protects telomeres. What are telomeres? Telomeres are the things that cap your chromosomes. And as you get older, they shorten and they cause your chromosomes to unravel. And then it's game over. Every time your cells divide, these telomeres get a little shorter. It turns out that in a 4-year study of 1,000-plus people, 2,000 IUs of vitamin D daily measurably slowed telomere shortening, which suggests that it may have an impact on health and longevity. Vitamin D reduced telomere attrition by 140 base pairs over 4 years. These are the base pairs that make up the telomeres. In the same study, omega-3 fatty acids did not have an impact on telomere length. So it was vitamin D that did it. Vitamin D versus depression. According to this study, vitamin D protects against depression. Evidence from a meta-analysis on both interventional and observational trials. And what they found was that, yeah, in people with low vitamin D, there was a higher risk of depression. And other intervention trials, where they actually gave people with depression vitamin D, showed greater improvement than those individuals who did not receive vitamin D treatment. So there you have it when it comes to the benefits of vitamin D. They just keep rolling in. Vitamin D, super important. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number. And you can also email questions for our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast, questions at drhoffman.net. Check out our full script dispensary, where we feature only the highest quality supplements. drhoffmanstore.com is the place to go. And through full script, you can access my custom protocols that combine the products I recommend to help you achieve your specific health goals. You can begin with a starter kit where I outline what some of the basics are and then expand with additional supplements that concern different realms like allergy, bone, brain, detox, heart, immune, sleep and stress support. And buying through FullScript assures you fast free shipping, as well as confidence that the products you receive are safe and not adulterated and have not been sitting on a shelf for a long time. So check out our full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. Also, follow us at drhoffman.com for all things intelligent medicine. Subscribe to our newsletter. Follow us on social media. We're active on X and on Facebook. And don't forget to listen to our weekly podcasts. They're available through all your local podcast sources, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, etc. Have a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Don't just bring home homework, they bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them, they spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use. Drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection, create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
Are you thinking about buying a new car? Or maybe you just want the truth about the latest models before you head to the dealership? Then you need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust in an easy-to-digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. FDA says drug makers recalling a blood pressure medication that over concerns it may include a cancer-causing chemical. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
New Jersey-based Teva Pharmaceuticals USA and drug distributor AmerisourceBergen Health Services issued voluntary nationwide recalls early this month of more than 580,000 bottles of various strengths of prazosine capsules, according to the FDA. The FDA said an enforcement order is posted online that has given the affected lots of drugs a Class 2 risk classification because some of the recalled medication may have nitrosamine immunities that are considered potentially cancer-causing. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
While the government shutdown drags on, long lines at food banks highlight the growing necessity for food assistance. More on the story from correspondent Jennifer King.
Food banks around the country are seeing increased demand as people look to replace federal food benefits that were cut off. Joseph Rettler volunteers at a church food pantry in the Bronx.
It's real bad now. It's so much people, it goes all the way around the block.
The Department of Agriculture, which manages SNAP, planned to withhold payments starting Saturday until two federal judges ordered them to use contingency funds to cover the program. It's unclear when the beneficiary cards will be reloaded. I'm Jennifer King.
In the meantime, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits could restart as soon as this week. Friday, President Trump said he would fund SNAP if pointed in the appropriate legal direction. Police in Britain say one of two men arrested over a stabbing attack on a train has now been released without being charged. The only remaining suspect, a 32-year-old man, still in custody on suspicion of attempted murder. Police say 11 people were stabbed. They've all been hospitalized. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a few weeks of taking Relief Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my focus, my memory, my concentration. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You'll want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit relieffactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
Former Israeli Ambassador Dr. Michael Oren warning Jews about New York mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani.
This man wants to take everything you see behind me, my house, my family, my neighborhood, my city, my country, and erase it off the map. And he's not particularly choosy about the way that would happen. He's talking about globalizing the Intifada. What is Intifada? It kills Jews. And I've never heard him say that Israel has the right to exist or even the right to defend itself.
And he adds anti-Semitism globally is compelling Jews to emigrate to Israel.
It's not like Canadian Jews or Australian Jews think, oh, I'm going to move to New York. It's going to be better because there in New York I'm going to run into Mayor Mamdani. So really have not that much choice. So many more Jews may be thinking of moving to Israel. They'd rather deal with Hamas and Hezbollah than deal with anti-Semites blowing up their synagogues in Melbourne.
That election, of course, coming up on Tuesday. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Montana Senator Steve Daines bullish on Republican prospects in next year's midterm elections.
Our biggest issue will be reminding the American people of the incredible progress made since President Trump took office, combined with a Republican U.S. Senate and a Republican Congress.
Daines believes Republicans will benefit greatly from President Trump's successes.
I've never seen the velocity of change attacking the woke agenda. You look at geopolitics, you look at taxes, you look at our southern border, the military. I mean, everywhere Trump is active, he's delivering these amazing results for the American people.
Fire and resulting explosion at a convenience store in northwestern Mexico, killing 23 people, including a number of children. Authorities say 12 people have been injured. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Kansas, and he ended up over in Lawrence, Kansas, probably about 20, 25 miles away. Couldn't quite remember how to make his way back home. So, and that's what triggers all these silver alerts. If you see silver alerts, that's it. Someone has walked away or driven away and they're missing and they need to be found. Usually it has a happy ending, but not always. And that's very, very tragic in many of these situations. Malnutrition and dehydration, that's a major, major issue. I was visiting with a son and his dad, and he said, "Dad, tell Steve what you eat every day." And he points to this package of Oreos. His dad ate an entire package of Oreos every single day. Didn't drink much water, and that's what he ate. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And sometimes they're not able to maybe cook for themselves or not able to get out and get groceries into the house. They're not drinking a lot of water. And these cause all sorts of health-related issues. Unsanitary living conditions due to neglect or maybe just the inability to take care of everything. Injured at home, frequent falls, frequent hospitalizations. One that flies under the radar a lot is not taking your medications on time, maybe not even at all. So you're not taking your medications properly. That's a major safety issue. It kind of flies under the radar. And then, of course, you know, elder abuse, financial abuse, physical abuse, mental and emotional abuse, all of those things fall into the category. The number one reason you should consider moving from your home to a senior care community when it is no longer safe to live at home. Number two, I would call this a close number two or maybe a 1A. When the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline. So there are a lot of people listening right now, and I want to talk to you about this. If you have an elderly parent caring for another elderly parent, your radar needs to be on high alert here, okay? This is a huge, huge issue. We're talking about your mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, physical health, of course. So as a caregiver, you tend to place your own needs on the back burner. You love this person so much that you're pouring yourself into being the best caregiver that you can be. And then you're skipping your own doctor's appointments, your own dentist appointments. You're skipping social events. You're not getting together with, the guys in the donut shop on Friday morning or the ladies' book club. You're not going to church any longer, so you're not getting your spiritual tank refilled. You're not going to book club, other gatherings. And let me tell you what, stress is a very destructive and powerful force. It will manifest itself within you as a lot of health problems and health issues. And then the other thing is, and I won't go into gory detail, but I worked with the gentleman and he said that, you know, as soon as we find a place for my wife, and I know you can help me do the best job with that, then I'm out of here. And I'm like, oh, are you going on vacation or are you going to kind of take a break and catch your breath? He goes, no, Steve. He said, I'm out of here. And I'm like, whoa. that got my attention real fast. It sent a chill down my spine. I knew exactly what he meant. And he said, hey, can you come over, maybe next week and visit with me? And I'm like, sir, about tomorrow morning. Oh, well, yeah, that 8 o'clock. Does that work for you? Yeah, that works fine. Right. And able to take care of his wife and find a great place for her, and then help him helped him through that, because he was beyond stressed out. And a lot of caregivers unfortunately pass away from the crushing stress. The stress is just crushing them, and they pass away with health issues and heart attacks and strokes and all kinds of things. And it's just not necessary. It's unnecessary. You could avoid this. Okay? So if you see your mother or your father, your grandparent, or another elderly loved one being crushed by that stress, you have to step in. It has to be an intervention. You have to get them some help. Okay, number three, when the cost of in-home care, it may become too expensive. This just may be a financially driven decision. I'm a huge, huge fan of home care. But the bottom line is, and let me just back up I got a little ahead of myself here. I'm getting excited. But you could bring in some help, maybe 2 or 3 days a week, so that the caregiver can get away, catch their breath, refill their tank, get their hair done, go to their doctor's appointment, go to the book club, go to the donuts with the guys and donuts and coffee on Friday morning, and just to get away. That is invaluable. But if you need a home care company to come in, provide professional home care assistance, and if that rises to that 24-hour level of care, many times that's just not affordable. So it could be a financially driven decision. Then last but not least, when the care that you provide is not enough, why not consider changing your role from the caregiver, that hands-on care provider, to the care manager and the care advocate? Meaning, let's go out, let's find a place that can provide good, solid, professional 24-hour care, and then your role can slowly shift from being that caregiver to your traditional role of being the loving wife, the loving husband, the loving child, the loving grandchild. And you can advocate for them. You can speak for them. You can make sure that they're receiving the great care that they deserve. Those are the things, in my opinion, that should trigger that conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. Now, the Senior Care Live question of the week. All assisted living communities provide care for residents with cognitive impairment. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
I'm Steve Keeker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Sochet from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Get ready to swing into fall with the Shasta College Jazz Big Band. Join us Friday, November 7th at 7:30 in the Shasta College Theater for an unforgettable night of live jazz, directed by Zach Gifford. Enjoy classics like Dave Brubeck's Three to Get Ready. Other music also performed by our talented student musicians. Tickets are just $7 general, $5 for seniors and students, or $10 at the door. Grab your tickets now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
True. The answer is true. However, we need to put a big old asterisk or a big old footnote on this thing. Not all assisted living communities have a dedicated or separate memory care neighborhood. Okay, so they all care for residents with at least some mild cognitive impairment, maybe pleasantly confused, a little forgetful, and they could be a lot further along than that, but when, and I'm not going to go into the whole memory care thing today, but if we start having some behaviors, if we become an elopement risk, if we're being overstimulated, all these things that would qualify you for an immediate transfer to the memory care unit or memory care neighborhood that's separated, part of the building that is dedicated to providing care for a resident with cognitive impairment. Not all assisted living communities have that, but they all do care for residents with at least mild cognitive impairment. How about that? All right. So we talked about some of the things, that, the top four things that should trigger the conversation. It's the most commonly asked question that I've had since 2002. When's the right time to move? Those top four things, that should trigger that conversation of considering moving from your home to senior care community. So wanted to talk about some of the options out in the market and what they, you know, what some of these terms mean and what they provide. And I'll also cover just kind of some average monthly costs. Okay, so the first stop in this continuum, if you will, is independent living. Now, there is no care provided. There's no hands-on care provided at the independent living level of care. Okay, and so here's what this is all about. You're living in a, you know, your large house. All of your kids are grown and moved out, and they live in their own houses. They have their own families, all that stuff. And I keep hearing over and over from a lot of my senior care consulting clients, Well, Steve, we use about 20% of our house. You know, I haven't been upstairs in months, or I haven't been down to the basement in a year. We just don't go down there. We don't do the steps, and we use, you know, we use the bedroom and living room area and the kitchen. You know, we live about, you know, we'll use about 800 square feet of the house or whatever it is. Okay. So if the home ownership, the burden of home ownership, and what I mean by burden is keeping up with the repairs and keeping it updated and replacing the water heater and mowing the grass and scooping the snow and handling the roof that now has a leak and all the stuff. You have to repaint the house and one of the windows is leaking. All the joys of home ownership, right? If that is just becoming too much, it's just too much of a burden. Then, and a lot of folks will then choose a lifestyle change. They want to downsize and they want to shed that responsibility of home ownership. So they will move to an independent living community. Most of the inventory, I would say, are apartments. You have a lot of apartments here. Some places may have duplexes or fourplexes. Some places may even have freestanding villas. Okay, but I would say that the majority of the inventory would be a ton of apartments, and most of these places they're nice apartments. Okay, there is no care. All right, but you're living in this apartment. You get to let your hair down and just kind of take a breath and relax and maybe have some fun. They provide at least one meal per day, sometimes a couple of meals, maybe even all three, but usually at least the main meal. You can maybe choose your lunch or dinner. And, you know, some of them have, dining dollars. So, you know, you may go out to eat quite a bit, and or maybe you're out of town for a few days. And so you're not paying for something that you're not using. So maybe use your meal credits when you're there. Or sometimes maybe you miss them. You know, they have it every day, and that's your choice whether you want to go there or not. Your independent living apartment is fully equipped in the kitchen. You can make whatever you want whenever you want to. Okay, but the point is you're not doing as much cooking. They'll take the main meal off your hands. There are social opportunities. So you're on your own. You're fully independent. You have your own space, but you're not alone. You're around a lot of other people. And so a lot of social opportunities, and there's transportation that will run to the grocery store once a week, maybe another couple of stores once a week. You can sign up for that. And obviously you could have your car there. Some of them have garages or carports. At least you would have a parking space. You can bring your car, of course. That's a common question. And in independent living, some of them will have what's called an entrance fee, and that's really connected to a continuing care retirement community. Maybe I'll get into a lot more in depth on one of the other shows here coming up in the near future. But independent living is a monthly cost. I would say it's primarily tied to the size of the apartment and how nice the place is. But you're looking at, you know, $4,000 a month, maybe $4,500 a month. It could go up to, you know, $5,500 per month. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, wait a minute, my house is paid off and I'm not paying very much. Well, maybe so. Okay. But go back and add up all of the money that you spend. And I think a lot of people don't realize how much they're still spending. You could have $200, $300, $400 a month just in homeowner's insurance every month. Your personal property tax, that could be several hundred dollars per month depending on the value of your home and where you live. And then all the maintenance and the upkeep and the utilities, you add that all up, you're spending more than you probably realize. Okay, so, and we're also, you're spending less money on groceries. You'll want to have like a renter's insurance policy just on your contents. You don't have to insure the dwelling or the building. Okay, and so that's independent living. And if you're just moving into a freestanding independent living community, usually there's not an entrance fee, but if you're moving into a continuing care retirement community where you're starting off in independent living and then moving to assisted and long-term care, a lot of those do have entrance fees, and they are six figures. They could be $200,000 to, I looked at one place in Kansas City here recently. The highest one used to be around $700,000. Now I see one at $960,000. I'm like, holy cow, in Kansas City. So I expect to see that in some of the other larger cities on the coast, but not in Kansas City. So, but not all of them have entrance fees. And again, you do have that monthly fee. So coming up next, I'm going to move through the continuum. I'm going to talk at length about the assisted living level of care and the long-term care level of care. And then I'm also going to sprinkle in a couple of other levels of care just to make it exciting. How about that? Don't go away. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
By awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
Worth it. IC Cars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iseecars.com.
This Independence Day, we honor and thank those who've served in our military. Many have made sacrifices to protect our country, including their health. Veterans are twice as likely than those who haven't served in the military to develop ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. ALS is a neurodegenerative disease that affects nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord, causing patients to lose the ability to walk, speak, and swallow on their own. Veteran Elizabeth Fassler lives with ALS and is helping to raise awareness about this incurable disease.
I was honored to serve my country, and now I serve in a different way by sharing my story of living with ALS and spreading awareness among veterans. I think it's important for people with ALS to feel connected with others, and I hope my story inspires more veterans with ALS to become part of the Share Your Story community. To hear more stories from people living with ALS and to learn more about the opportunity to share your story, visit shareyouralsstory.com/radio.
This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're talking about the various levels of care, and the first stop is independent living. That is not really a level of care. It's really kind of your first stop in this continuum, if you will. And again, it's a lifestyle change. You're downsizing. You're letting your hair down a little bit. You're moving into a nice apartment that is large enough. Okay. It has all the things that you need. Fully equipped kitchen. They make at least one meal for you per day. Social opportunities, transportation available, et cetera. And you just get to have some fun and do your thing. Okay. The next stop in the continuum. And I wish you could see my graphic here. I do a lot of presentations. I mean, tons of them. Online, in person, and I have some really good slides and graphs. But the next stop is the assisted living level of care. And I have a very wide lane in the center, if you can imagine, a very wide lane in the center of this graph, of this continuum of care. Because assisted living can be different things to different providers. Some of them can provide very little care. Some of them provide so much care, they bend over backwards to keep you out of having to move to long-term care. So they approach that long-term care level and everything in between. So it's a very wide lane. You could go out to 5 or 6 or 10 different assisted living communities and hear 5 or 6 or 10 different stories about what they do and what they offer, and they would all be right. So how's that for confusing? That's why clients have told me that, you know, the assisted living level of care is probably, I would say hands down, the second most difficult place to find because of these discrepancies and this wide lane that the assisted living level would occupy. So with our firm, with Senior Care Consulting, we understand all of it. We speak assisted living, so you don't have to. And we determine, you know, what you need, and then we research the market, and then we identify the top assisted living providers that can meet your needs. And maybe on the lighter side, maybe on the heavier side, or in the middle. But we take care of all that stuff for you. That's one of the reasons why our clients love us so much. But in assisted living, you need to understand this is not a medical model, not at all. Okay, but there is a lot of support. There's a lot of support. So the assisted living level of care is primarily designed to help you with what the industry calls ADLs, or activities of daily living. So they can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming, and toileting. They can help you with incontinence support to a point. They all are different. Some of them you have to be able to manage that completely on your own. Some of them will provide a lot of help with that, and again, kind of everything in between. All of them will manage and distribute your medications. Super, super important. So what was one of the safety issues on the first stop in the things that should trigger that conversation of considering moving from home to senior care community? One of the safety issues is not taking your medications on time, not taking them properly, maybe not taking them at all. That's not a problem in assisted living. They'll fully manage it. They'll order the medications. You'll never run out. If there's a change in medication, they'll make that change and get the new meds in. They will hand them to you on time and then document that you took them. Okay, so you're not going to miss your medications at the assisted living level of care. They make all of your meals for you at this point, so you don't have to worry about that. Okay, they make all of your meals. They provide all of your snacks and hydration. All of those things are covered for you. There's a full slate of activities and a wide variety of activities for meaningful social engagement and quality of life. And it's just fantastic. A lot of fun things to do. Doctors make house calls at the assisted living level of care. Did you know that? So, you know, we complain so much about, oh, we wish things would go back to how it used to be. Well, That's one of them. Every assisted living that I have ever visited, they'll have one or two, maybe more, at least one, maybe usually a couple, of physicians that are willing to come to that community and see you in your apartment. They're making a house call because that's your home. That's super convenient. Well, Steve, what if I want to keep my doctor? You can keep your doctor. You don't have to move your care to one of these doctors. It's super convenient to do that. Most people do choose to do that, but you don't have to. You can keep your own doctor. And then there's transportation to take you out to see your own doctor or to go to see a specialist. A lot of people have a lot of specialists. So now, you know, I have an ENT surgeon and I have a brain surgeon. I have a couple of specialists I never thought I would ever have, but I do. Okay, you may have a cardiologist or endocrinologist, et cetera, et cetera. So you can keep all of those doctors and they will take you to and from. So that is a lot of help. That's a lot of support, tremendous amount of support. So what does the assisted living level charge? So I would say this really depends on two factors. Number one, the size of your apartment. So a studio apartment is less than a one-bedroom apartment, and the one-bedroom apartment is less than a two-bedroom apartment. So typically you're going to have that base charge, which is driven by the size of the apartment, and then you're going to have a level of care charge that would basically reflect, if you just need a little bit of help, they'll add a little bit, say an extra $500 a month on top of that base for your level of care. If you need a tremendous amount of support, they may be adding $2,500 a month or $3,000 a month on top of that base. So the idea is, if you're using less resources, require less care, you're spending less money than someone who requires a lot of care using a lot of resources, and they're going to be paying more for that, if that makes sense. Okay, so the average cost, and I think this would be applicable across the country. So, I mean, if you're in some smaller towns, it may be a little bit less. If you're in some huge metropolitan areas, maybe a little more. But I would say the average cost range is going to be somewhere between $6,000 a month to $9,000 per month. I could hear through the radio waves, I could hear a few people gasp, like, are you kidding me? No, that's what this stuff costs. It's expensive, but is it worth it? Yeah, it's worth it. If you can no longer stay at home, if you've exhausted, your family and friend caregivers, you've hired home care providers to come in to help out, but eventually that increased to that 24-hour level. You know, we're talking, you know, $20,000 to $25,000 you could easily spend per month doing that. We could spend $6,000 to $9,000 a month in assisted living. So at some point, that having home care in, unless you can afford it, and if you can afford it, it's fantastic. But if you can't afford it, it just may make more financial sense to move to assisted living to get that kind of help, $6,000 to $9,000 per month. So if you compare, and you look at this in a relative way, okay, it's not nearly as expensive. Now, it's not the same either. When you're at home with home care, that's one-on-one care. When you're in assisted living, it's definitely not one-on-one care. One caregiver could be helping out, you know, several residents, okay? But unless you need, you know, 24-hour care, one-on-one care, okay, most folks don't need that much care. And if you do, we have some options for you. But most folks need some help getting up. They need some help with their lunch. They need some help with their medicine. They need help doing their laundry, taking a shower, you know, 2-3 times a week. They need some help, you know, kind of winding down and maybe getting dressed into their pajamas and that sort of thing. They need their meals prepared for them. That's not one-on-one 24-hour care. That could be had at the assisted living level of care at $6,000 to $9,000 per month. And again, the two driving factors would be the size of your apartment and then how much care you require. And those are the two driving factors. Now, if your head is spinning and you're like, wait a minute, this sounds way more complex than I expected. Okay, well, it is. But my firm, Senior Care Consulting, we are built for this. Okay, we have this niche service of helping our clients through this search and selection process. We handle all of this for you. And if you're interested in learning more about how we can help you and your family, I would encourage you to reach out for free consultation at 913-945-2800 or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. I'll have more about the highest level of care coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit seniorcarelive.com, seniorcarelive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
As veterans, life can often feel like it gives us little control, spinning us through moments of turmoil and peace, companionship and loneliness. But with each challenge, we come closer to finding our place, out of darkness and into light. When it feels like your world is moving too quickly, you're not alone. VA is standing by. Explore mental health resources and treatments for veterans at mentalhealth.va.gov.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Democratic Party has a new purity test, and big-name contenders are coming out to try and challenge for the White House in 2028. Find out who on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax, I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-492-7014. 800-492-7014. 800-492-7014. That's 800-492-7014.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Okay, so talking about the three primary parts of the continuum, independent living, I already talked about that. Assisted living, I just covered that. And then the highest level of care, that last stop in the continuum, is referred to, I call it long-term care. A lot of people still refer to that as a nursing home. Now, the industry, they do not like that term because it comes with a lot of baggage. So I would remind the industry that that was baggage well earned. Okay? So let's just not, let's just kind of call it what it is, well earned. I would also say that kind of the dark days of, you know, the quote unquote, the nursing home days with the cinder block walls and the smoking inside and, you know, all the stuff, right? They're gone. They're just, the vast, vast majority of places are nothing close to that. They're so much more improved. They're so much better. It's not even comparable. Okay, so that's why the industry does not like that nursing home term. A lot of people still say it. I'm not mad at you. It could be the health center. It could be skilled nursing and rehab. I just call it long-term care. This is the medical model. This is where they have the highest staffing. They have the most RNs and LPNs. Okay, and this is the medical model. So they provide all of the support that the assisted living level does. Okay, they help you with all of your activities of daily living plus full medical care. Just a few examples. If you're diabetic, management with insulin injections required, you're not able to manage that, they can do that. They can offer pain management. They can offer wound care because, again, they have the RNs and the LPNs to do all of this sort of thing. If you have a urinary catheter, they can help manage that. Okay, if you have a feeding tube, they can help with that. You know, you have to flush these catheters. In a feeding tube, if you have three or four bolus feedings per day, you have to flush that with sterile water. So, and you have to make sure that the surgical site where it is coming out of your stomach and it's kind of sewed into place, not to get too graphic, but That's an entry point. You have to keep that area clean. You have to keep it from getting infected. So there's a lot of medical need here, okay? They can also offer a lot heavier physical support and care. So, for example, and God bless them, but if someone is weakened to the point to where if it requires a two-person transfer, meaning it takes two staff to help you move from point A to point B, maybe it may require a mechanical lift, okay, or a sit-to-stand lift. You may need to lay down on a little portable table and roll into the shower and have your shower given to you kind of in that lay down position. So heavy physical care, all of these things can be provided at that highest level of care, long-term care. Okay, so you have a couple of options. Number one, you have I call it a shared room. The industry generally refers to it as a semi-private room. And that is, so in our area here in the Kansas City Metro, and I think this is going to be pretty close to, you know, most areas. Now, again, if you're out in the country, maybe you're in a smaller city, it could be a little bit less if you're in a major metropolitan area. And this show is heard in both of those areas. Okay, it could be a little bit more. But your shared room, which means you're going to have a roommate in your room. Okay, and both sides of the room could be divided by a curtain, like kind of like a hospital room, if you will. A lot of them are divided by a wall. It could be a partial wall, maybe even a full wall. And that's a lot more privacy that way. I like those better. But you have both of those available. So we're looking at anywhere from $8,000, $8,500 to maybe $9,500 a month or so. Again, it could be a little plus or minus. Now, a private room in long-term care comes at a major premium because, frankly, it's not at this point, it's not much about your personal space. It's mostly about the care that you receive. A private room could be anywhere from around $11,000 per month to, around $15,000, $16,000 a month. So it is super expensive. That's why I'm constantly preaching long-term care insurance. I don't think with these prices, and they're going up every single day, it seems like, I don't think long-term care insurance is an option anymore. I think you got to have it. You got to have it. Now, just for a little bit of extra fun, okay, in this continuum, and this is in that wide lane of that assisted living lane, you could have a residential care level of care, so an RCF, maybe an RCF1, RCF2. That is I generally describe this as assisted living light. So the residents are a little more independent. The staffing is less. You need a little bit of help, but maybe not quite as much. Okay, there we're looking at, $3,000 to $4,000 to maybe upwards of $6,000 per month. And then on the higher side of care, again, in that assisted living lane, you have, in Kansas, we call this a home plus. Missouri just calls it assisted living. It's just a smaller census number. A lot of other states have different titles for it. But this is care provided literally in a house. So someone has taken, and typically it's a ranch style house, and you could care for, maybe 4 to 6 residents up to, maybe about 12 residents max. You're living literally in a house. Everyone has a bedroom. You might have a couple of shared rooms. You have bathrooms all over the place. Everyone eats their meals home style or family style in a large dining room area. You have multiple living room areas. Usually there's a back deck and a walking path in a fenced backyard. It's a great fit for a lot of folks. We're talking about $8,000 to $10,000 per month on average in a home plus type of a setting. So if you've made the decision that you need to make that transition from your home to a senior care community. These are some of the things that you're going to run into when you're out searching the market. If you need help with that search, I would invite you to call my firm, Senior Care Consulting. We'd like to visit with you, explain how we could help you through that in just a few hours of your time. And again, we offer a placement service with integrity. We work directly for you. We do not receive reimbursement from any senior care community, and our clients love that. You could give us a call at 913-945-2800 or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Flight delays continuing at U.S. airports Sunday amid the air traffic controller shortages as the government shutdown entered its second month. Hit especially hard Newark Airport in New Jersey with delays of 2 to 4 hours. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
New York City's Emergency Management Office said on X that Newark delays often ripple out to the region's other airports. The social media post added that travelers flying to, from, or through New York, quote, should expect schedule changes, gate holds, and missed connections. Anyone flying today should check flight status before heading to the airport and expect longer waits. According to FlightAware.com, George Bush International Airport in Houston, Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, and Chicago O'Hare were also seeing dozens of delays and one or two cancellations. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Another set of hostage remains returned to Israel as the fragile ceasefire is barely hanging on. More from reporter Jennifer King.
The ceasefire in Gaza is holding. Red Cross vehicles carry the remains of 3 additional hostages to Israel, which says they will be examined by forensic experts. In a statement, Hamas said the remains were found Sunday in a tunnel in southern Gaza. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledged the resignation Friday of Israel's top military prosecutor after she admitted she was responsible for leaking a video showing soldiers brutally assaulting a Palestinian detainee at a notorious military detention center. Netanyahu characterizes the fallout from the incident at Sidat Timan as a public relations attack and called for an investigation. I'm Jennifer King.
Investigation underway south of the border. At least 23 people have been killed in a fire at a convenience store in the northwestern part of Mexico. Several of the dead said to be children. More than a dozen people have been hurt. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
The nation's largest police fleet of Tesla Cybertrucks is set to begin patrolling the streets and roads of Las Vegas. The fleet of 10 vehicles, a gift of a billionaire capitalist. Now, Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahill says the addition of the trucks all part of a much larger effort to enhance the department's technology. That donation, though, raising a few concerns from government oversight experts about private donors' influence on public departments. Playing in the National Football League is tough For any player, bruises, aches, and pains the next morning. But imagine if you are nearly twice as old as some of the players. Denver Broncos' Mercedes Lewis made history Sunday against the Houston Texans. At the age of 41, he became the oldest tight end to ever play in an NFL game. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A lunar event this week will bring the moon very close to Earth. Here's Ron Taylor.
The closest supermoon of the year is approaching in a few days. It happens when a full moon is closer to the Earth in its orbit, making it appear slightly bigger and brighter. Wednesday's event is the second of three supermoons this year and also the closest. The moon will come within just under 222,000 miles of the Earth. Ron Taylor reporting.
Cleanup efforts continue in Jamaica following the massive Hurricane Melissa, causing severe damage to fishing and farming communities. One farmer says he lost just about everything, including 15 acres of mango trees. That hurricane also being blamed for the deaths of at least 28 people in Jamaica, with hundreds have been injured and impacting tens of thousands of farmers. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style. Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash. Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement, featuring comedian Eric Griffin and live band The Freshmakers. Savor a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
You can get systemic side effects. They can suppress the body's natural production of cortisol. You can get Addison's disease, which is an inability to produce your own steroids if you stop using the topical steroids. You can develop Cushing's syndrome with a moon face and high blood pressure. This often happens when people take oral steroids, but it can happen when you take topical. You can get eye problems. You can get glaucoma or cataracts. Long-term use of topical steroids can increase the risk of eye problems. High blood sugar. Well, we know that if you take oral steroids, your blood sugar rises, and your blood sugar may rise a little bit if you take topical steroids because you're applying lots of stuff to large surface areas of your body, and they're potent. They get absorbed, and they can increase your blood sugar. And in children, children are particularly susceptible to growth suppression from systemic absorption of topical steroids. And women in particular can get decreased bone density. All these things have been proven in studies. So the idea is get off the steroids as soon as possible, but people become hooked on the steroids. And when they stop, they get TSW, topical steroid withdrawal. And as with many types of withdrawal, for example, withdrawal from acid-blocking medications, you get rebound. In the case of acid-blocking medications, you get hyperacidity. And when you stop topical steroids for skin, you may get rebound inflammation. So it's very hard to get off. And as a result, they've come up with alternative drugs, so-called biologic drugs. One of them is tacrolimus, brand name Protopic. It's an immunosuppressive medication that's non-steroidal, and they've got a whole bunch of biologic injectable medications. You actually see sometimes ads for these on TV. People are unhappy with their skin conditions. They're embarrassed to go in the pool or go to the beach. And then they take these injectable medications with strange names, Ebglyss, Nemluvia, Vtama, Anzupco, Cibinco, Adbry. These are some of the new injectable steroids medications, but they have side effects. Tacrolimus is very expensive. You're hit with a big copay when you get a little tube of tacrolimus. And these other medications, because they suppress your immunity systemically, they can increase your risk for respiratory infections or other types of infections, even cancers. So, what's the answer? Are there natural approaches to eczema? Well, start early in life, because early life exposure to antibiotics increases the risk of eczema, according to a systemic review. They concluded that exposure to antibiotics, especially in the first year of life, is more common in children with eczema. There was what is called a dose-response association. There was a 7% increase in the risk of eczema for each additional antibiotic course received during the first year of life. And so breastfeeding may confer protection against eczema. But some moms notice that when they're breastfeeding, their babies or toddlers still have eczema. and by virtue of elimination of certain foods, you know, maybe elimination of dairy. The dairy antigens are transmitted via the breast milk, and the baby becomes allergic, and sometimes the mom going on a elimination diet can help a child's eczema if they're breastfeeding. So what can you do to ease withdrawal from steroids, this TSW syndrome, topical steroid withdrawal syndrome? Well, elimination diets help. Anti-inflammatory diets help. And by eliminating certain foods that you might be allergic to, typical culprits include wheat, dairy, eggs sometimes, that can help in certain instances, although different strokes for different folks. But an anti-inflammatory diet, a low-sugar diet, a diet without preservatives, that can be very helpful, as it is for many inflammatory conditions. Supplements for eczema, probiotics have been shown in some studies to be helpful. Vitamin D, especially helpful because it's an immune modulator. It helps with autoimmune diseases, as we'll hear about soon in a story that I'll share with you later. But it also helps regulate the immune response in the skin. Fish oil can have anti-inflammatory properties, so take lots of fish oil. Vitamin E may reduce eczema severity. And zinc, zinc deficiency. In kids with zinc deficiency in certain parts of the third world, it's kind of hard to be really zinc deficient here in the United States, but kids with zinc deficiency look like they have eczema. Their skin is flaky and red. Evening primrose oil or borage oil, these contain GLA, gamma-linolenic acid, which is a fatty acid that helps to moisturize the skin. And in some cases, vitamin C, B vitamins, even melatonin have beneficial effects. So consider those approaches. There's actually some novel research, not big studies, but some small studies that suggest that traditional Chinese medicine therapy can be helpful for steroid withdrawal. Here's one. We recently showed that multi-component traditional Chinese medicine had steroid-sparing effects in moderate to severe eczema. And this is a small series of patients. They used a formula. And by the way, it's tough to find someone who is really reputable to offer you the right kind of TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, that is the bona fide, scientifically proven form of TCM to address your concerns. So, you know, just buying an over-the-counter formula or going down to Chinatown, grabbing a remedy or, you know, buying something off Amazon isn't necessarily going to fix your problem. But working with an expert traditional Chinese medicine practitioner, even acupuncture in some studies, has been shown to affect the immune system and reduce the severity of inflammatory disorders of the skin. So there you have it. There's some off-ramps to this, but it may take substitution of another medication to allow you to take less steroids to reduce the rebound. And, you know, you with a lifetime of eczema and topical steroids damage the skin, you've developed yet another skin problem. So it's best to avoid dependency on steroids because they thin the skin, damage the skin immune system long-term, and are just kind of a Band-Aid approach. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
I want to let you in on a skincare secret that's changed my personal and my family's daily routine. Timeline's Mitobiotics skincare line. This isn't just surface level skincare, it's targeting skin longevity at the cellular level. It's powered by the same cutting edge cellular science as MitoPure, the patented urolithin A supplement you've heard us talk about that ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway. Timeline's topical Mitobiotics revitalizes your skin's mitochondria from the outside in, reducing wrinkles, muscles, renewing and protecting skin, and supporting collagen. It visibly starts to reduce wrinkle depth and volume after only 2 weeks. It offers immediate results, but also delivers gradual, lasting improvements. It's a true transformation over time. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you can get 20% off any Timeline skincare or supplement purchase. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman Skin. Future of skincare is cellular. Just go to timeline.com/Hoffman Skin for mitobiotic skincare. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced Ignite Male Performance Soft Gels to their wellness line. Ignite combines the calming power of CBD with a potent blend of traditional botanicals to support testosterone levels rather than introducing synthetic hormones or stimulants. Ignite takes a natural approach to support the body's own testosterone production and hormonal balance. It's a daily formula designed to optimize performance and help men feel more like themselves again. To learn more, to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Ignite Men's Performance Formula.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
This is Carl Vaught. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We were talking just earlier about the benefits of omega-3 fatty acid supplementation and vitamin D supplementation for eczema. Here's an article about the use of that combination, either one or another of these things or both together, in the treatment and prevention of autoimmune disease. And that encompasses a lot of different conditions. Psoriasis is considered autoimmune, multiple sclerosis, ulcerative colitis, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus. It runs the gamut. You can virtually every organ, autoimmune thyroiditis, can be affected by autoimmunity. So they wanted to investigate whether vitamin D or long-chain omega-3 fatty acids reduced autoimmune disease risk. They looked at over 25,000 participants, and what they found is that vitamin D, 2,000 IUs per day, or omega-3 fatty acids, just 1,000 milligrams per day, that's not hard to take, were associated with a reduction in the risk of autoimmune disease. Vitamin D supplementation for 5 years with or without omega-3 fatty acids reduced autoimmune disease by 22%, while omega-3 fatty acid supplementation with or without vitamin D reduced the autoimmune disease rate by 15%. So there you have it. If you're at risk of an autoimmune disease or suffering from one, it behooves you to take both of these nutrients. And when it comes to omega-3s, well, here's my newly discovered favorite brand. If you followed my work, you know that I'd consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen, and that I've recommended it for my patients and followers for decades. And if you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I've discovered a product so special it's become my go-to brand. Dr. Jeffrey Bland, who you've heard here on Intelligent Medicine, who's one of the luminaries in the world of complementary health, takes omega-3s to a new level with Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. It's a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. It's sourced from the pristine waters of Alaska. And unlike most other brands, Omega-3 Rejuvenate does it differently. The product comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber oil. You can see it looks different. It contains all natural and abundant full-spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, DPA+, plus all natural vitamin A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. This unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. No fillers, no shortcuts, just pure, potent wellness. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for Omega-3 Rejuvenate. And please use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide. All right, here's an interesting study, because I sometimes ask myself, you know, omega-3s are fat-soluble vitamins, and are their effects long-lasting or short-acting? And from a practical standpoint, it could be that before surgery or procedure, you may want to stop the blood-thinning effects of the omega-3. How many days before would you do that? For me, it's a practical question. Before I go diving, I get nosebleeds. How long before that should I stop? According to a recent study, it turns out that EPA, when you take it, it causes a sharp rise in its concentration. However, the levels decline quickly once supplementation stops. And so if you're considering stopping, it may suffice to stop the omega-3s maybe, you know, just a few days, maybe 3 days before your procedure, or in my case, before I go diving, where the pressure changes can sometimes cause me to get a nosebleed. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
On Sunday, November 2nd, Americans will fall back to standard time, despite growing concerns over the health and safety risks of seasonal time changes. According to sleep experts, making standard time permanent could improve the lives of millions, and the Coalition for Permanent Standard Time and its partner, the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, are working to make that a reality. Dr. Karen Johnson, sleep medicine physician and co-chair of the Coalition for Permanent Standard Time.
When our schedules align with the timing of natural light, people benefit from brighter mornings, safer commutes to work and school, and improved sleep at night.
Want to lessen the effects of the time change? Try these tips. Get at least 7 hours of sleep per night before and after the change. Adjust the timing of daily routines like meals and exercise, and head out for early morning sunlight during the week after the time change. For more information about ending daylight saving time and to find additional resources about sleep disorders, treatments, and sleep health, visit sleepeducation.org, sponsored by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine.
If you've followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I've discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. Unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil that contains all natural and abundant full-spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA, plus all-natural vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
One within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Hi, I'm Marina Duarte, a family tech and safety expert with Verizon. As families get ready for Halloween, nearly 9 in 10 parents with kids over 6 say they plan to check in or monitor them while they're trick-or-treating, according to a recent morning consult survey. Parents want their kids to have fun, but they also want peace of mind. That's where Verizon can help. With the free Verizon Family app, parents can use location sharing to monitor their child in real time, almost like walking beside them, just virtually. And for added peace of mind, the feature Safe Walk with SOS lets kids share the location with their emergency contact and send an alert if they feel unsafe. For younger kids, the Gizmo Watch 3 is a great starter smartwatch. Parents can add trusted contacts, get alerts if their child leaves an area, and stay connected through calls and photo sharing. Before heading out, make sure everyone's devices are charged and location sharing is on. A little prep and smart tech can make Halloween fun, safe, and worry-free. For more information and safety tips, visit Verizon.com/family.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. Anytime you have a concern, or maybe you heard something on this program that you want to ask me more about, or maybe you have a comment about some of the things I've said, you're welcome to call 877-726-8255 and record your question, which we will address on a future edition. So this is the weekend where we transition to daylight savings time. And there's a lot of controversy about daylight savings time. A lot of people say they just want permanent daylight savings time because they hate the gloom of those early sundowns, you know, especially in northern parts of the country. It starts to get dark at 4:30, and people have seasonal affective disorder. Then there are those, and I'm among them, early risers who say, I'm getting sick and tired of daylight savings time because daylight savings time was great in July. We had longer days and it was light in the morning. But because of the time shift, it doesn't get light until 7 or 8 o'clock. And it's getting worse and worse. And this morning was a cloudy day here in New York City where I reside. Kind of a gloomy day, rainy, cloudy, and I had a date with my personal trainer at 8 o'clock in the morning, which I'm usually fine for, but I was luxuriating in bed, and finally I woke up and I looked at the clock and it was like 7:20, and I had just 40 minutes to get myself ready for a rigorous workout, and I said, this is getting nuts, I'm glad it's finally going to be the end of daylight savings time. We're shifting spring forward, fall back. That gives us an extra hour of sleep. And marathon runners here in New York, the classic New York Marathon with tens of thousands of participants, they're going to get an extra hour of sleep because they got to get up real early to get to the starting line. So part of the knock on daylight savings time is they say that it's hazardous to our health. And we know that when we disrupt our circadian rhythm, people who are shift workers, people who are road warriors and have to travel a lot, it's not healthy. The disruption of our internal rhythms can have a harmful effect on our appetite, on our metabolism, and even on our hearts. And there are doctors who swear, and I used to be one among them, who swear that they don't want to be in the emergency room on the morning after a time change because there's going to be more havoc. There's going to be more traffic accidents because people lose sleep and they're less alert. This is usually in the spring more than the fall where you gain an hour. And there's going to be more heart attacks because people are stressed. They have an hour less of sleep and their bodies are not used to it. And so here's an article which attempts to shed light on the real deal risks associated with transition to daylight savings time. Headline, daylight savings time may not trigger heart attacks after all, study finds. New study suggests heart health may depend more on long-term sleep habits than merely the one-hour time change. And so how big was this study? In a sweeping analysis of nearly 170,000 patients over a decade, researchers at Duke University School of Medicine found no significant increase in heart attacks during the weeks surrounding daylight savings time transitions, neither in spring nor in fall. So what they did say was there was one exception, because this is a long-term study. They did it, did it over a long time period, 10 years. But one exception in the new study was a spike in acute myocardial infarction cases following spring daylight savings time in 2020. Why was it different in 2020? I mean, you lose an hour in 2018, 2019, then in 2020, and then 2021. But only in 2020 was there a spike in heart attacks? Well, what? Think back. Think back on what was happening in spring of 2020. Yes, folks, it seems like it's far back in the rearview mirror, but that was the onset of COVID, a period of widespread stress, uncertainty, and disruptions to health care. So it could be that around that time people were stressed, or maybe people, you know, were tempted to ignore certain symptoms and not go to the emergency room in time because hospitals were crammed with COVID-19 patients. It's unclear precisely what was going on. But that was the year where there was indeed a spike in the spring transition. But the rest of the time, no biggie, no biggie when it comes to heart attacks. The researchers still caution that sleep remains a critical factor in heart health, and poor sleep and extremes in sleep duration, less than 6 or more than 9 hours, have been consistently linked to increased cardiovascular risk. And it's also not, you know, this whole notion of catch-up sleep, you know, where you have sleep deprivation during the week, you have what's called social jet lag. You know, you're just trying to do all this stuff, cram all of it in, you know, people with jobs and long commutes, and then they try to have a social life, they stay up late, or they get caught up in Netflix or, you know, watching late night TV, and they scrimp on sleep during the week, but then they do catch up sleep on during the weekend. It doesn't help, folks. Your circadian rhythm should be regular. It really is, as Ben Franklin once said, early to bed, early to rise makes a man or woman healthy, wealthy, and wise. Folks, as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. And that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, dearhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance is a great brand. They offer a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. And this month, they're featuring a suite of supplements specifically designed to support women's health. Myo-inositol powder, progesterone cream, as well as D-mannose capsules and powder. Myo-inositol powder supports healthy ovarian function. Progesterone cream supports a healthy skin appearance. It's natural progesterone. And D-mannose helps to maintain normal urinary tract health. It's great for preventing urinary tract infections. For more information and to learn about other Protocol for Life Balance products that support women's health, just go to dearhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. That's dearhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements, and I prescribe them and use them myself all the time. This item has to do with step counts. And, you know, we've heard so much about, you know, the 10,000 step a day thing. You know, how many steps a day does it take to prevent heart disease or alternatively to live longer? And one of the problems with these studies is that if you are in really crappy shape, you're not going to walk a lot. So you're not going to, or say you have really bad knee pain or really bad hip pain or really bad foot pain. Or if you've got, you know, a lot of shortness of breath, you're going to be a sicker person, and yeah, you're going to walk less, and hence, statistically, your risk of dying or having a heart problem is going to increase. So these are mostly observational studies. In other words, they look at the amount that people walk, and they say the people who walk, they don't have as much heart disease, and they live longer. But it could be that they're simply healthier to begin with. But there's a new study that looks at this. Headline, it's not just about hitting daily step counts, study suggests. For older women, bunching steps on just a few days was tied to lower heart and death risks. So it says that you don't necessarily have to do 10,000 steps per day. That's a lot. You know, sometimes I walk in and I'll say, oh, my goodness, I did 12,000 steps today. But that's the exception. It's hard to, it's As you get older, it's hard to do that many steps. It takes a long time. You're slower. A large study suggested that older women who took at least 4,000 steps 1 to 2 days per week had lower risk of death and heart disease. Participants who reached that threshold 3 or more days per week, get this, had a 40% lower mortality risk. Now, it still holds that they may be healthier to begin with, so they're able to do that, right? Because if you're debilitated, you won't be able to walk, and hence you know, by virtue of being debilitated, you're at higher risk. It's not because you didn't walk. And it's hard to tell someone who has extreme hip pain, knee pain, or is really poorly conditioned, like, okay, you got to walk. You got to walk, like, you know, thousands of steps per day. They're just not going to be able to do it. But to me, the take-home message from a study like this is why it might be a good idea, if you're experiencing lots of knee pain or lots of hip pain and you've been told you're bone on bone, and some people are reluctant to undergo the surgery, they're afraid of the surgery, I tell patients, get the surgery, because not only is it going to make you happier when you're free of pain and you can resume activities, it could make you live longer. Okay? So this actually underscores why, if you are limited in your ability to walk and there is an available fix, and many people rave about the results from their knee replacement or their hip replacement, they get a whole new lease on life. Get it done. Get it done early enough so that you can garner the benefits. If you're 68 or 74, you got many more years of life where you can train and walk and enjoy the benefits in terms of up to 40% lower mortality risk from your daily exercise. It can provide you with a whole new lease on life. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Unlock the secret of the muscadine grape, nature's antioxidant powerhouse. It's the only grape with an extra pair of chromosomes that supercharges its health benefits. It's packed with more antioxidants than blueberries, cranberries, acai, or pomegranates, and its unique genetic edge provides a rich concentration of protective phytonutrients like ellagic acid, resveratrol, quercetin, anthocyanidins, and more. Backed by 15 years of scientific research, you can harness the power of the muscadine grape with the Mighty Muscadine Supplement, supporting heart health, promoting a strong immune system, enhancing brain function, improving joint and sexual health, and aiding in a healthy inflammatory response. The Mighty Muscadine Supplement helps you age better with a science-backed, easy-to-take capsule. I've added it to my daily regimen and feel the difference that nature and an extra pair of chromosomes can make. Visit MightyMuscadine.com and use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off site-wide. That's MightyMuscadine.com, America's first grape with powerful benefits for your health.
A quarter century of probiotic excellence. Essential Formulas Incorporated proudly celebrates 25 years of innovation and leadership in the probiotic industry. Since introducing Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the gold standard in full-spectrum probiotics, in early 2000, we have remained dedicated to advancing probiotic science through research, education, and cutting-edge product development. Over the years, we have expanded our commitment by introducing groundbreaking products designed to nourish the microbiome, both inside and out, such as RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's Probiotic Skincare. As we step into our next quarter century, we extend our deepest gratitude to all those who share our vision of probiotic excellence for better human health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's skincare products are available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Second, Americans will fall back to standard time, despite growing concerns over the health and safety risks of seasonal time changes. According to sleep experts, making standard time permanent could improve the lives of millions, and the Coalition for Permanent Standard Time and its partner, the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, are working to make that a reality. Dr. Karen Johnson, sleep medicine physician and co-chair of the Coalition for Permanent Standard Time.
When our schedules align with the timing of natural light, people benefit from brighter mornings, safer commutes to work and school, and improved sleep at night.
Want to lessen the effects of the time change? Try these tips. Get at least 7 hours of sleep per night before and after the change. Adjust the timing of daily routines like meals and exercise, and head out for early morning sunlight during the week after the time change. For more information about ending daylight saving time and to find additional resources about sleep disorders, treatments, and sleep health, visit sleepeducation.org. Sponsored by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome, and ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And we take calls every week, so let's hear one of them.
My sister has been diagnosed with neuropathy, and I'm wondering if there is a natural remedy that can help her with the pain in her feet and her head.
Okay. Neuropathy, I mean, there's a lot of different forms of neuropathy. One of the most common is diabetic neuropathy, and it's caused by long-term exposure to elevated blood sugar damages the nerves. But there's also autoimmune neuropathy, and that also can be addressed by, actually, there's some new medications that suppress the immune system. But as we mentioned, autoimmunity is helped by high-dose omega-3 and vitamin D. But when it comes to diabetic neuropathy, the nutrients that can be helpful include alpha-lipoic acid, also vitamin B1. B1 at high doses can be helpful for that. Occasionally, that gets mixed in with B12 deficiency, so oral B12 or B12 shots can be helpful for neuropathy. And acetyl-L-carnitine can sometimes be helpful for diabetic neuropathy. So those are some of the things that can be helpful. And there's actually diabetic neuropathy, I think, responds more promptly to nutritional intervention than autoimmune or what's called idiopathic neuropathy, where there's no clear-cut cause. Also, when it comes to neuropathic pain, to some extent is pain in the brain. And pain in the brain responds to something called PEA, palmitoyl ethanolamide, or PEA, is a supplement that's been fairly recently introduced. It's part of the relief formula that's offered by one of our good sponsors, CV Sciences, plus CBDOil.com is their website. And relief contains PEA. You can also take PEA separately. It's a cannabinoid. And in studies, it's actually been shown to be helpful for nerve pain, which is one of the most difficult types of pain to deal with. Nerve pain is not helped very much by non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen, Motrin, etc. It's not helped very much by Tylenol. It's a specific type of pain. It's not an inflammatory type of pain. And PEA seems to work directly on the nerves in a way to kind of take down the volume on pain. Not instantaneously. It's not like, you know, take a Advil and your pain goes away within hours. It's something that you take over a period of weeks or months. And it's actually one of the favorite treatments recommended by our good colleague, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, who's a frequent guest here on Intelligent Medicine Podcasts. Also pregnenolone, which is an over-the-counter supplement. It's similar in some ways to DHEA, but it works higher up in the steroid chain. It's a neurosteroid, works on the brain. And in studies, pregnenolone can be helpful for neuropathic pain, nerve pain, which can be challenging to treat. So there you have it. The study here, palmitoyl ethanolamide, that's a tongue twister, is emerging as a promising therapeutic agent for neuropathic and other pain-related conditions. And what they have found is they're trying to increase its bioavailability because its absorption is limited. So sometimes you have to find the right formulation that is actually going to be bioavailable and taken up and get to where it needs to work in your brain and in your nerves. This item, and it's a terrible scenario, is imagine going to the hospital, and it's kind of random. You get roommates, right? And sometimes you get a lousy roommate in a hospital. Cynthia Van, age 55, had been checked into Lincoln Hospital in the Bronx. I know Lincoln Hospital in the Bronx. It's, you know, part of catch basin for some of the poor areas of New York, for an underlying medical condition. When she was punched in the head multiple times at around 3 a.m., according to the NYPD, her roommate beat her to death. A Bronx woman was beaten to death in the hospital room she shared with an emotionally disturbed patient with a history of attacking people in the hospital, according to police and law enforcement sources. So this roommate, Raquel Houghton, age 44, allegedly beat Van while she was asleep in her bed. The victim woke up to repeated punches to the head and ultimately had to be sent to the ICU before succumbing to her injuries. She died of blunt force trauma, and the incident was deemed a homicide. So bad pairing of a violent, assaultive roommate with another vulnerable, sick person at Lincoln Hospital. The suspect had allegedly already attacked a nurse in the hospital in July and assaulted a patient care associate the day after the fatal beating. So, hey, yikes. You know, a lot of havoc can occur sometimes in hospitals. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. Get ready for some more of your phone calls plus more features. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that kyolic-aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic-aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic, aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy-to-swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit kyolic.com. That's kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See represent.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Top Republicans are pushing back against President Trump's call for eliminating the filibuster. Here's Greg Clugston.
60 votes are needed in the Senate to end filibuster debate and then move toward a final vote on legislation. That 60-vote threshold has prevented Congress from ending the government shutdown. Late last week, the president urged the Senate to change its rules. But GOP leaders have strongly opposed changing the filibuster, arguing that it's vital to the institution of the Senate and has allowed them to halt Democratic policies when they are in the minority. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent Sunday signaling that SNAP benefits could restart as soon as this week. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Bessent said in an interview, quote, there's a process that has to be followed, so we've got to figure out what the process is. President Trump wants to make sure that people get their food benefits. On Friday, President Trump signaled that he would fund SNAP if pointed in the appropriate legal direction, after a federal judge directed officials to use an emergency fund for the program. The administration was previously adamant that it would not utilize these funds amid the nearly five-week government shutdown. Bessent said, I do not want Americans to go hungry just because radical Democrats refuse to do the right thing and reopen the government. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Abu Dhabi hosting a major oil summit Monday just after the OPEC Plus group of the cartel and its allies announced they would halt planned production increases for early 2026. Now, this decision comes amid new oil sanctions from the U.S. and the U.K., targeting Russia over its war in Ukraine. Homeowner in Mississippi has shot and killed one of those monkeys that had escaped after a truck accident last week. Woman says she did so to protect her small children. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
Correspondent Bob Agnew says business is booming at Qualcomm.
Qualcomm shares jumped more than 20% after the company announced its entry into the AI chip market. Now it's positioning itself to compete directly with industry leaders like NVIDIA and AMD. The new chip lineup reflects Qualcomm's commitment to try and capture a share of the fast-growing AI hardware sector. Bob Agnew reporting.
Shares mostly higher in Asia after gains for Amazon carried the U.S. stock market to the finish of another winning week and month. Japan markets were closed for a holiday Monday, while U.S. futures and oil prices were higher. Friday, the S&P 500 rose 0.3%, closing out its third consecutive winning week and sixth straight winning month. Or as that goes, the Dow added 0.1% on Friday. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. It's the final days on the campaign trail, before Election Day on Tuesday. All eyes on the mayoral race in New York involving Zoran Mondami, Andrew Cuomo, and Curtis Sliwa. Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni is appalled by the positions Mondami has taken on social matters.
I'm sorry, New York has been doing that for how long now? And every time they double down and raise taxes, it just makes the problems that much worse. Tax revenue doesn't go up. Tax revenue goes down. And the rich don't go into New York. They leave New York. It's what has been happening, and it's what will continue to happen, only faster if they double down on this agenda by voting for this communist, which sadly looks like is exactly what's going to happen.
Tony was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin with an appropriate tale of terror as presented on The Haunting Hour. Then it's Bob Bailey's insurance investigator, Johnny Dollar, in part three of The Perling Matter. The narrator of this opening program is Barry Kroger, and the show's organist was the very prolific Rosa Rio, known as If the Shoe Fits. This episode is from April 28, 1945.
Stay where you are. Do not break the stillness of this moment, for this is a time of mystery, a time when imagination is free and moves forward swiftly, silently. This is the Haunting Hour. The shoe fits. It is early Sunday morning, in the home of Mr. and Mrs. Destos. Mr. Destos is dressing hurriedly while his wife prepares breakfast. Suddenly he calls to her.
Helena! Helena!
Gregory, please do not call like that. Come here to the kitchen.
Helena, I cannot find my charm. Did you see it?
How many times will I tell you, Gregory? On Sunday morning, people want to sleep a little. They do not want to hear other people screaming.
But don't you hear? I have lost my lucky piece, Helena.
Oh, you mean the little coin that you brought to America from Greece?
Yes.
Here are your eggs.
Yes, yes, but where is it?
No, I have not seen it. Perhaps you lost
it. No, I must find it. It has brought me all the good luck we have had here, and I can never replace it. It's the only one of its kind.
Well, you should not have been so careless.
That is the remark of a fool. Never mind with you, I'll find it myself.
Gregory, it is the first time since we were married 3 years ago you speak to me like that.
Oh, well, forgive me, Helena. I did not mean that. It is just that the little coin means so much to me, and I am in such a hurry I don't know what I am saying.
Are you going to the shop again this Sunday?
No, I must. There is so much to be done. I am making more shoes now than ever before, and it is important that I build up our little business and put away some money in case of need.
You will need it for doctor bills, Gregory, if you work like this. Day and night and Sundays as well. The man must have his rest.
You know how we say, Helena. Never cross your luck. I am now getting the finest clientele in this city. They cannot wait for the shoes. The orders must be filled, and I work alone.
What good is all the money if I never see you?
Well, that question you will have to ask Mr. Bollett.
Mr. Bollett? You mean...
Yes, yes, Helena. I mean the richest, most important man in the city. Oh. I told you already I was working for his assistant, Mr. McIntyre.
Mr. McIntyre, I have found out, is not Mr. Bollett's assistant, but his bodyguard.
Well, so what is the difference? He promised he would get me the business of Mr. Bollett, and he did.
You mean you have seen Mr. Bollett?
Sure, many times.
Oh.
In fact, I am already making shoes for his whole family.
Tell me, Gregory.
Hmm?
Why does a man like Mr. Bollett need a bodyguard like Mr. McIntyre?
Oh, what do I know, Helena? You know what it is with big, important men. They must be careful. And now I must go.
When will you be home, Gregory?
I don't know, Helena. We will have to see. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Gregory.
Mr. Destos live here?
Yes.
Is he home?
Could I ask, please, your name?
I'm Mr. Bollett.
Oh, Mr. Bollett. Oh, come in, please.
Come in, McIntyre.
Right. Where's your husband, Mrs. Destos?
He is not home.
You're lying.
I do not lie.
Just a minute, McIntyre. Where is your husband, Mrs. Destos?
I do not know.
I tell you, she's covering up, boss. Let me go through the house.
Just a minute. Mrs. Destos, do you recognize this coin?
Oh, it is my husband's good luck piece. But where did you get it?
Told you it belonged to him, boss.
That's all I want to hear. You know what to do, McIntyre.
Don't worry, I'll take care of him.
What is wrong? What has my husband done?
Don't worry, he won't do it again. And don't forget, McIntyre, if you don't find him before the day's over, there'll be a new man in your place tomorrow.
I told you not to worry, boys.
I'll be waiting to hear from you. Don't make it too long.
We might as well go inside and sit down, Mrs. Destos.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to wait for your husband.
I mean, after he gets here.
Well, don't you worry about that. Whatever I do, you should be glad I did it.
Do not understand.
All right. You want to know what's up, I'll tell you. That husband of yours is a no-good two-timing double-crosser. Now, do you understand?
No.
He's running around with other women.
Gregory? With other women?
And that ain't all. If he wants to run around with other women, that's his own business. But when he starts fooling around with the boss's daughter, that's going too far.
My husband is going with Mr. Bollett's daughter?
Mm-hmm. An 18-year-old kid.
Oh, no, but it is impossible. Gregory work all the time. In the night, in the day. How could he be able to go with anybody?
All depends what kind of work he's doing at night. Could be working at having a good time, you know.
But he's doing what you say. Why shouldn't he tell me? He's not afraid.
Maybe he's not afraid of you, but there's other people. We don't like anybody stepping in where they don't belong. See what I mean?
Yes.
Nothing is more important to Bollett than his daughter Marion. There's nothing too good for her. And he didn't set her up like this for some little jerk shoemaker to cash in on everything.
But Gregory is my husband. How could he
That's just what makes it so tough. You see, whatever he's going to get, he's got it coming to him.
How did you find out all this?
And that lucky coin he carries around?
Oh.
Only this time it ain't so lucky.
You knew it was his?
Mm-hmm. He showed it to me. Told me there wasn't another one like it in the country. Well, naturally, when Bollett found it on his daughter's dressing table, it was a dead giveaway.
Oh. I see.
Now, there's no reason why you should take a beating for this, Mrs. Destis. Certainly ain't your fault. And I ain't getting any kick out of telling you. For your own good, you might as well know what's happening.
Thank you.
Where are you going?
I do not feel very good. I'm going out in the street for some air.
All right, I am coming. Now, have you no patience to... Helena, is something wrong?
Close the door.
Yes, but you... Now, what is it, Helena? You are so pale.
Mr. Bollett is looking for you. He came to our house.
Oh? What did he want?
He came with his assistant, Mr. McIntyre. They have found out that you are going out with Mr. Bollett's daughter.
Me? I am going out with...
Please, Gregory. There is no need to try and hide it from me any longer. I know.
Oh, you are fooling.
First, I thought they were fooling. Then they showed me the lucky coin you had lost. Mr. Bollett's daughter had it.
Oh, what you are saying, Elena, is so strange.
It does not matter. I have come to warn you. Beyond that, I have no further duty. You had better not come home. Mr. McIntyre is waiting there for you.
Mr. McIntyre? Oh, but then I should go to the police. They cannot do such things in America.
What would you tell the police? Do you think they would like to hear our married man is going with a single girl?
Helena, you do not believe that, do you?
Mr. Bollett is not so much a fool as I. I thought you were working.
But, Helena, you know there is nothing for me outside of my work. And you, I swear, Elena, I have never even seen the girl. I do not even know what she looks like.
Only this morning, you told me you were making shoes for all of Mr. Bollett's family.
Yes, yes, that is true. But for the daughter, I have been getting the measurements from an old pair of shoes.
Oh.
Sure, that is why Mr. Bollett has been so pleased with my work. He says there is nobody but me who makes custom shoes to fit so perfect by just looking at an old pair.
Perhaps it is true.
Would you believe them before me, Helena?
I do not know.
It is something we do not see that is behind this. But that does not matter now. It matters only that you believe me. Oh, we have gone through so much together, Helena. How could you think that I would do such a thing to you?
But there is the coin. How did the girl happen to have it?
That is what I must find out. And I must get it back.
No, Gregory. You cannot do that. You must forget about it.
But why? It is mine and it has brought me luck.
No. No, you have not seen the face of Mr. McIntyre. I have seen that kind of face before. I know what he has in his mind. It is not good.
But what am I to do, Helena? I cannot go away and leave you.
You must, Gregory. You cannot even come home. You must leave right away. Then, when you find a place, you will write to me, and I will follow.
How do I know what they will do to you if I leave?
Why, I would be all right.
Then, if you say so, I will go, Helena.
Listen, here is all the money I have with me. You will go right from here to the railroad station.
I did not think that here in America we would have to... Goodbye, my Helena.
Oh. Hurry. There is not much. Mr. McIntyre.
Do not say anything. Just going out for a little walk, huh, Mrs. Justice? Led me right to him.
What do you want, Mr. McIntyre?
I'll tell you later. Get your hat and coat.
No. You cannot take him.
No? Maybe this will convince you that I can.
You're going to kill him. No, I...
Helena. Oh. Helena, you must not try to do anything. You cannot fight a revolver.
Now you're being smart, Justice. Let's go. Get into that car outside.
Goodbye, Helena. Don't worry.
Gregory. Oh, my Gregory.
You're listening to The Haunting Hour on When Radio Was. We'll continue after these brief messages.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
And purpose back to his days. The companionship eased his anxiety and lifted his motivation to reconnect socially. They don't judge. They just show up, Aaron says. And that's sometimes all a veteran needs to start living again. For more inspirational stories and conversations, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
And now let's get back to The Haunting Hour on When Radio Was.
Gregory Destos, a custom shoemaker, has become strangely involved with the young daughter of the wealthy and unscrupulous Henry Bollett. And though Destos has denied any knowledge of the affair to his wife, he is forced at the point of a revolver
to go off in the custody of Bollett's so-called bodyguard, McIntyre, who has been assigned to take care of Destus. Now, after walking the streets aimlessly, thinking of something to do, Mrs. Destus returns home.
Gregory, what have you done? How did you get back here?
I have done nothing, Elena. Mr. McIntyre brought me here.
But why did he do that? I thought...
Listen to me. He too believes that I have been seeing Mr. Bollett's daughter.
Oh.
And as a favor to me, Mr. McIntyre will give us time to leave the city. But we must never come back. I do not understand it. I do not think he likes Mr. Bollett very much. But even so, why should he let me go?
What reason did he give?
He said it was because... Well, because I made him the most perfect shoes he ever wore.
So, that is your reward. To go away and never come back.
He says that if Mr. Bollett ever finds out that I am here, it will be the end for all of us.
But if Mr. McIntyre is such a good friend, Gregory, why was he the one to tell Mr. Bollett that you were seeing the daughter?
He told Mr. Bollett?
Yes. When Mr. Bollett found the lucky charm in his daughter's room, it was Mr. McIntyre who told him it belonged to you.
Oh. And I don't understand.
Gregory, it is clear that... Who is that?
I will answer it.
Gregory.
There is no use to hide anymore, Elena. It has to be this way.
Are you Mr. Destus?
Yes.
Well, here's part of what you deserve.
Oh, why did you hit him?
That's only the beginning. Get up from the floor, Destus, and quick.
Fred, no, don't.
Why not? It's coming to him, isn't it?
But that's the wrong man. That isn't the one.
Here, let me help you up.
Has everyone gone mad?
Oh, you're Mrs. Destus, aren't you?
Yes.
I'm Marion Bollett.
Oh, you are Mr. Bollett's daughter.
Yes. And I'm terribly sorry for what Mr. Potter just did. You see, he's a friend of mine, and he was just trying to help me.
You see, I thought you were the one who had sent Miss Bollett that note.
Note? What note?
The one in which you demanded $1,000.
I demanded $1,000?
Oh, no. You see, my father wants me to go out only with people he approves of. And I know he wouldn't approve of Fred, because Freddy isn't rich enough. So we haven't told Dad that we go out together.
But what has that got to do with my husband?
Well, the other day, I got a letter saying that if I didn't leave $1,000 at a certain place, the writer would tell my father all about me and Fred.
And you thought I was the person who wrote that letter?
Well, I went to the spot. It was 5 miles outside the city limits, behind the deserted Hamilton house. And I left $200 there, with a note saying that I'd leave more today. Then I drove off at a distance and sat in my car watching.
And you saw the men?
Yes. Although I couldn't identify him from that distance, I do know that he was much bigger than you. But when he left, I went back to see if he'd found the money.
And he had, all right.
And while I was looking, I found a Greek coin that he dropped. So I put it in my purse and later left it in my bedroom where Father found it. That was when I first learned it belonged to you.
Then why did you come here?
Well, I had to. I was going to give you the rest of the money to make sure you didn't talk to my father. But now I know you're not the man.
So... It was someone else who took away your lucky coin, Gregory, to make it look like you.
Yes.
Well, I'd sure like to lay my hands on him.
I think I am beginning to see why Mr. McIntyre wants me to go away.
Are you talking about my father's assistant?
Yes. He wants my husband to leave the city. Your father thinks that Gregory is going out with you.
Well, how would he get an idea like that?
Mr. McIntyre advised him.
Then, do you think that...
Why, of course. It's as clear as the nose on your face.
But what can we do?
Wait. Wait, I have an idea. Where did you say you left the $200, Miss Bollett?
Behind the old deserted Hamilton house. You know where that is, don't you?
Yes. Yes, it has been empty for many years now, has it not?
At least 5 years.
But how can that help us?
What time is it now?
It's 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh. It will be light for about 1 hour more.
You mean you want to go out there tonight?
Miss Bollett... You said that you were bringing the money to me.
Yes, I thought that you...
Would you let me bring the money to the Hamilton house and place it there for you?
You want us to go with you?
If you will allow me, I would rather go alone.
You mean you're going to wait there and see if you can catch him?
While it is light, I will wait. If he does not come then, I will go back to my shop and I will be working there all night.
And what do you want us to do?
If you do not hear from me tonight, I would like you to take Miss Bollett to the Hamilton house tomorrow and see if the money is gone. If it is, I would like you to come to my store and tell me the first thing in the morning.
All right. Here's the money, and then we'll go along.
Good night, and thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, are you sure you're doing the right thing, Gregory?
Yes, Helena.
Do you want me to stay here?
No. No, I want you to come with me.
Oh, what can I do there?
You will see. Come, Helena. Come.
It is darkening quickly, Gregory.
Yes. Yes, I must work quickly. Here. Here is the place where Miss Bullitt must have put the money last time. Now, we put this in the same place. Yeah, so. And now, you stay here, Helena.
Here? Are we going to wait for him to come?
No.
But where are you going, Gregory?
There is something I must find.
What is it?
It must be here.
But why must I stay here?
Because I do not want you to... Huh? Yes, I found it. The man has left something he didn't know about. Come here, Helena.
What have you found?
It had to be here. Look. Look, do you see what I mean?
Oh, yes, Gregory. I see what you mean.
As soon as I have it, we will go back to the shop. I will be working all night, Helena. All night.
Half past eight in the morning, Gregory.
Yes.
At this time every morning, the shop is already open.
Huh? Oh, yes. Yes, Helena, you better unlock the door.
Unlock it? But if Mr. McIntyre comes here and finds you, what then?
I think now we are ready for Mr. McIntyre, Helena.
I hope so.
Who is that?
Oh, it's Miss Bullitt and the young man.
Good. Let them in.
It's gone, Mrs. Destis. We looked all over. It was gone.
My husband has been working all night.
Well, this is a fine time to be fixing shoes, Destis.
I am just finishing.
But what are we going to do now? Now that we know the rest of the money is gone.
I expect that in a few minutes your father will be here.
How do you know that?
After what has already happened, he must be following you.
But you know that we don't want to be seen together. Why didn't you say this before?
Because Mr. Bullitt is interested in me, not you.
Well, Marion, I think it's best if we get out of here.
All right, Freddie. If you think we...
All right, Justice. Took me a long time to catch up with you, but I finally did.
I am not running away, Mr. McIntyre.
Marion, how can you come to this man's place at this hour of the morning?
Why shouldn't I? Mr. Destis is trying to help me track down a criminal who's been blackmailing me.
Blackmailing you?
Yes. And trying to incriminate Mr. Destis at the same time by leaving his possessions where I could find them.
You're talking about that Greek coin? You mean he didn't give it to you?
No, he didn't. I found it.
Wait a minute. You mean somebody's been blackmailing you and trying to throw the blame on Destis?
Yes, Mr. Bullitt. And now I think I am able to find out who the man is.
How can a shoemaker suddenly become a detective?
I know very little besides making shoes, Mr. McIntyre. I make them to live. But now I have made one to save my life.
What are you talking about?
I went to the place where your daughter left the blackmail money. There I found something that the man did not know about. Two footprints. One hers, one somebody else. I have made shoes in many different ways. But until today, never from a footprint.
You mean the shoe you've been working on all night is measured from that footprint?
Measured so carefully, Miss Bullitt, that it could not be worn by anybody else. You see, the print had a special high arch, and the pressure was greatest on the left side of the heel. Because of this, the toes on the right side were longer than average.
Well, suppose you're right. Who are you going to try the shoe on?
I would like to start with the men here. If it is all right, I would like to see if it fits Mr. McIntyre.
That's the screwiest thing I ever heard of.
Take your shoe off, McIntyre. Go ahead, Destis.
Thank you. Let me have the shoe, Helena.
Oh, here. And the shoehorn?
No. No, that will not be needed. Press, Mr. McIntyre.
I'm pressing. It just won't go, that's all.
Uh-huh. Will you remove your shoe, Mr. Potter?
Do you mean that, Fred? Oh, why, that's preposterous.
Let him have his fun, Marion. There.
Press, Mr. Potter.
I am pressing, but it doesn't go.
Of course, it's silly to suspect that...
One moment. Mr. Potter, will you uncurl your toes? Mm-hmm. So. And now, the shoe fits.
It is amazing how you fashioned that shoe from a simple footprint, Estes.
I think, Mr. Bullitt, that he will never find another shoe to fit him as well.
I'm afraid that it won't matter so much where he's going. I suppose McIntyre's turned him over to the police by now.
But I still don't see how Mr. Destis could find out all that information from a single shoe print. How did you know that Fred had the blackmail money in his pocket?
Oh, I did not know that. I knew only that the blackmail money had been taken away from the place where I left it. But from the beginning, Mr. Potter's face was familiar. Then I remembered the day my lucky coin disappeared, there was a man in my shop, and he was asking me for prices. Tell me, Miss Bullitt, did Mr. Potter ever have a mustache?
Why, yes. He just shaved it off a few days ago.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes he wears glasses?
That's right.
Of course, I could not ask these questions before.
Naturally. But that proves conclusively he was the man. You deserve a lot of credit for this, Destis, and I'll see that you get it, too. Well, come along, Marion. Perhaps you'll listen to me in the future.
Goodbye, Mr. and Mrs. Destis.
Goodbye.
Oh, Gregory, it is over. Like being free again. Is it not wonderful?
So wonderful, Elena. I think I will take a holiday. We will go home now and go to sleep.
From shadows and stillness, mystery weaves a spell of strangest fascination, charging the mind with doubts and fears. For mystery is a strange companion, a living memory in the haunting hour.
The Shoe Fits, as produced for The Haunting Hour on April 28th of 1945. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up, our weekly visit with yours truly, Johnny Dollar. We're in the midst of the Perling Matter, starring Bob Bailey. It's time for the third installment, right after this break.
Tired of the everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you
Escape. Produced by William N. Robeson and carefully contrived to free you from the four walls of today. For a half hour of high adventure.
Radio Spirit's 10 CD collection, Escape Misty Lands, brings you the adventure of a big game hunt, exploits of international intrigue, and the danger of a wartime thriller.
You kid, sure you kid, it helps. But for those 10 seconds while you fall free, nothing helps. You hang onto the ripcord, you count off the seconds, and you try not to count too fast. Your hand on that ripcord is the only certain thing in the world as you tumble head over teacups with a wind tearing sound from your ears. And there's only one thought, always the same thought, whether it's your first or your 50th jump. Will the chute open?
It's exhilarating, but perilous.
You remember that night, the night I fell?
Yes.
We had been toiling all day, inching our way up a steep ice wall. And as darkness came, we found a narrow ledge, barely 3 feet wide.
You'll be dropped right into exciting stories by H.G. Wells, Rudyard Kipling, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Robert Louis Stevenson, where you'll find spies, science fiction, and suspense. For a limited time, pay half price for all 12 episodes of Escape Misty Lands. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MISTY77 to get Escape Misty Lands for only $14.99. That's 50% off.
In one horrible instant, my foot had slipped on the treacherous ledge and I'd gone over, falling far out into the icy black night, falling down, down.
Don't let this deal slip away. Get 50% off Escape Misty Lands today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code MISTY77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Improving productivity, helping students and content creators with new creative tools. These are just some of the benefits of the AI baked into HP laptops. Sam Chang from HP fills us in on HP's AI companion.
There are a couple of features I think worth highlighting. One is called Perform. It's able to take a lot of telemetry data in terms of what device, features, and application you're using and make sure all the drivers and settings are optimized specifically how you use that computer so you get better power performance and uptime and less blue screen. Second, we have a feature called Analyze, being able to have that prompt-like conversation with your document without uploading the document and saving it in the cloud, and have that private conversation on your PC, again, without paying for any subscription.
Find out how AI can help you work better and faster at HP.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, as we continue the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Purling Matter, which originally played out in late June of 1956. This is part three.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Your number's ringing now, Mr. Dollar.
Oh, swell.
Aimwell Agency.
Aimwell Detectives.
Yes? Who are you calling, please?
Want to talk to Mr. Aimwell. My name's Johnny Dollar.
This is Aimwell.
I understand your agency's been looking for the Purling girl for about a year now.
Oh, you do, huh? And who told you that?
Mrs. Purling.
I never heard of you, or her, or a girl. So long.
This is the operator. Were you cut off, Mr. Dollar? I'll call them back.
Never mind. Call me a cab, honey. I'll talk to them in person.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to Eastern Liability and Trust Company, Hartford, Connecticut. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Purling matter. Item 7, $3 cab fare, my hotel to the office of the Aimwell Agency. A red-headed girl at the switchboard looked me over like I was a car she didn't want to buy. I told her my name and that I wanted to see Niles Aimwell. She told me to sit down and wait. 3 minutes later, she waved me down a long carpeted corridor. I followed directions. A typewriter clacked somewhere. Men in those suits with the little shoulders and hem-stitching for lapels moved in and out of offices. They looked more like an advertising office than a detective agency. Finally, I opened a door and stepped into a small room that was decorated in gray. Gray walls, gray carpeting, gray draperies. A desk, a brass lamp, a filing cabinet, and a man were there. He didn't get up when I walked in, but slouched back in his chair and let his bald head rest against the wall.
You're kind of determined, aren't you?
I suppose so. You're Aimwell?
Mm-hmm. On the phone, I told you I didn't know what you were talking about. Now I'll tell you again. Don't slam the door when you go out.
What are you paying rent here? If I've got it figured right, you wish you weren't paying it. But then a place like this draws a snappier crowd of clients, so what you've got in the end is more clients and more rent, no more money for yourself.
Now that you've said all that, will you get out of here?
I know one of those snappy clients happens to be the Purlings. I know you've been trying to find their daughter. This is my ID. This is my license, bond, letter of authority from Eastern Liability. Now, 2 days ago, the papers carried a story that David Purling was killed in a boating accident in Key West.
That was a lot of baloney. It was retracted.
I know that, but I talked to a reporter down in Key West who told me Purling paid to have that story about himself printed. My client had an idea Purling might have done it to set up the stock market for a killing. Mrs. Purling told me he did it in the hope his missing daughter would see the story in the papers and contact home. Now, what have you got to say?
Here's your stuff.
One other thing. Purling the kind of man who'd pull a trick like that?
Ask him. You got a way about you I don't like.
Well, that's too bad. But in between the time I called and the time I got here, you had time to call the Purlings on the phone and ask about me. They said it was all right to tell me what I wanted to know. If there was a daughter, if you've been hired to look for her, if you don't tell me, you might jeopardize the part of the rent the Purlings pay for you.
Now, look, Dollar.
I've got something else you aren't going to like. I might just want to see your operative's report on the case. I might have the idea that if you've been looking for her this long, you might just be dragging it out a little bit. You know, the rent money, it's due every month.
Get Mr. or Mrs. Purling on the phone right away. I hope they tell me to throw you out on your ear.
Well, while we're waiting, let's get back to the questions. Where have you looked? What have you done?
We pulled a case 11 months ago, almost to the day. The girl's 5'5", 114 pounds, no visible scars, no glasses. Black hair, brown eyes. She's 24 and will be 25 next month. We thought we had her located in Muncie, Toledo, Detroit, Fort Worth, and Pueblo. We think she's traveling alone. We think she's a little girl who was fed up to here with Mama and Daddy and just struck out for herself.
But you haven't found her.
Five men have been looking on 8-hour shifts, 7 days a week for 11 months to the day. Five men, 11 months, 7 days a week, and I'm one of the five. My feet hurt, my head aches most of the time. My wife's thinking about divorcing me. And then you walk in here and plant yourself in my office. You're suggesting maybe I can go out and find her just like that. Well, I can't. Nobody can. So I want you to know I kind of resent that remark about how I'm laying down on the job. And if you don't take it back, I'll have to cave in the side of the wall with you. What do you got to say, Dolly?
I take it back, Mr. Aylwell.
Sit down and have yourself a smoke. Hello? Well, hello, Mrs. Perling. Mr. Dollar's in my office now. Yes, yes, I'll cooperate with him. Yes, Mrs. Perling, I understand. He explained it all to me. Yes, ma'am. The whole file, everything. How would you like somebody to bring up a bottle of cold beer?
Oh, I'd like that fine, Mr. Aimwell. Niles Aimwell, in between complaining about the abundance of bad private operatives in the detective business, showed me how good he was. The Jeannie Perling file was a comprehensive day-to-day report on the investigation. His discouragement in the case was understandable. The only thing that meant something was the picture of Jeannie Perling. Coal black hair over a fresh white-skinned face. Dark eyes, a nice smile. Somehow, not my idea of the daughter that would belong to David Perling. Too old, too young, or too something. I couldn't put my finger on it. If I had been able to, I could have ended this expense account right here. As it was, I spent $100,000. Somebody else's money, sure. But I spent it just the same.
Yeah, Mr. Dollar, I'm certainly surprised at this development. You say Perling's daughter is missing?
That's right, Mr. Scottman. And I'm convinced that the detective agency he's had looking for her have been doing just that.
Well, then, I'm relieved to know you got to the bottom of this matter. I'm sorry, of course, for Mr. and Mrs. Perling. But, as I say, relieved that there was no attempt at financial manipulation. I think then I can call you off the case. There is no case now.
Nope, guess not.
We'll be back with more Johnny Dollar right after this short break.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
And now back to the man with the action-packed expense account, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
And that's the way it stood at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I told Mr. Scottman I'd send him a bill. We shook hands, and he wandered off to see if he could get a night flight back to Hartford. I went up to my room to pack and was folding a shirt all wrong when it struck me that I suddenly didn't believe anything or anybody. The idea that there was money in it somewhere still kept coming back to me. I couldn't shake it. I finished packing and left my bags at the desk. I wandered out and found a bar and sat down to think. After a couple of hours, nothing much occurred to me. But I did something anyhow.
Oh, hello, Dollar.
Hi.
My plane doesn't leave till 11 o'clock. I haven't had dinner yet.
Didn't come about dinner, Mr. Scudman.
Oh, what is it?
Well, how does this case strike you?
Eh?
A phony death report, a missing girl, a stock market manipulation that didn't come off. How does it strike you?
Well, very neat, if that's a phrase I can use, Mr. Dollar. We had a question with serious implications to it. We have an answer now. That's what we wanted.
But it's too neat.
I'm not sure I know quite what you mean.
Look, you first called me in because it was halfway in your mind that Perling's alleged death was for the purpose of making money on the market. Now, why did you think that?
It was a possibility.
But what else? What about Perling?
What do you mean?
Do you know him? Ever met him? Do you think he was capable of a thing like that?
Not now. No. I have proof from you that that wasn't his reason at all.
But you thought so before you had that proof. You suspected it.
Suppose I did, yes.
Well, I didn't know him from a load of coal, but I always figured there's money in it somewhere. And I've met David Perling. He doesn't seem like the kind of man who'd worry about a grown daughter who didn't like him and ran away. Just didn't seem that way.
Oh. Here now, a detective agency working on the case, a story in the paper.
But no police, Mr. Scottman, no bulletins, no 100% effort to find her. Why?
I suppose you have a good point.
I'm sure I have a good point, Mr. Scottman. Money's always a good point. But what money, how, why, I don't know. I can't answer those questions. I wish I could. If I could, I'd know that a man like Dave Perling was lying through his teeth if he told me he wanted his daughter back safe at home. I'd know why he was lying. I know I'm just talking and getting nowhere right now, but... Well, I thought I'd better tell you what was on my mind.
Yes, well, you've certainly done that. Now what?
That's up to you.
Oh. Well, if you feel so strongly about this, I think then you should continue. I thought it was ended, but in view of the circumstances, continue. By all means, continue.
Well, Dollar...
Well, you're working late.
Yeah, I'd rather stay here than go home sometimes. Most of the time.
Hey, well, we might be seeing quite a bit of each other.
How did you know?
Hmm?
Perling told me to contact you. You're pretty cute, Dollar.
Tell me why.
You hardly ever run across a picture of a girl you'd like to look at as much as this Perling dame.
Oh, I might have.
You know, you kid me most of the time, and I'm an old slob who stands around with hardly any fast answers. You aren't getting me this time, Pally. You show it all over. If I walked in a place and I seen a girl as nice looking as this, and I had any business with her, I'd be the luckiest guy in the world. Now, there are women and there are women. But if that picture means anything, boy, she's a woman. And you want to meet her, right?
Sure I want to meet her, but you're getting romantic.
And if I saw but didn't have any business with her, just saw, I'd go take a walk around the block before I talk to anybody. Yeah, I know. And I don't blame you. You're a very lucky fella. You're going to see her. That's why Perling asked me to contact you.
Huh?
Here. Came in about an hour ago. One of our men located her.
Where?
She's in New Orleans.
He handed me the wire and I read it over. Then I looked at him, he looked at me. I didn't ask any questions, he didn't say a word. It was a wonderful make-believe world, but it really didn't exist. Too neat and too tidy. And we all know the world's full of bumps. Ever hear of Mount Everest?
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow? Well, once you get in on a joke, you do what they tell you. You go along with a gag. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by John Dawson, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for another exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. This is Roy Rowan speaking.
Matter from June 1956. We'll have the penultimate installment of that five-part Johnny Dollar storyline at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had an offering of the Haunting Hour, and I mentioned that the music was by Rosa Rio. She was quite prolific and had a very long life. I'll detail that and then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
Somewhere beyond the sea.
MusicRewind.com brings you 100 hits of the great crooners, a four-CD collection of silky smooth original recordings sung by your favorite artists.
That music I hear, I get misty the moment you're near. Hey there.
Order 100 hits of the great crooners at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and save over 10% off the original price. Pay only $19.98, plus save on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code WOW77.
Why should it be true that I get a kick out of you?
Enjoy some of the greatest crooners of all time, including Bing Crosby, Tony Bennett, Nat King Cole, Ray Charles, Fred Astaire, Louis Armstrong, and so many more.
Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river.
Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now to take advantage of this great offer. Use promo code WOW77 to save over 10% off the original price and get reduced shipping.
Crossing you in style.
shine someday. It's just the thought of you.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com to get 100 hits of the great crooners at the special price of only $19.98 and get a bonus on shipping. Remember promo code WOW77 to get this amazing deal. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where earlier we presented an offering of the Haunting Hour with the music handled by renowned organist Rosa Rio. Now, she had previously worked supplying musical accompaniment to silent films and became one of radio's most prolific organists. In her early 90s, Rosa Rio moved to Florida and was still performing up until her passing in 2010, just 3 weeks shy of her 108th birthday. How about that? I'm Greg Bell, and we're done, but hey, remember to stop by the website, whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.